Grindhouse Radio.
Hey, this is Marilyn Gigliotti.
What's up, everybody? This is Ming Chen.
This is Phil Lamar.
Hey, this is Brian O'Halloran.
Hey, this is Christy Carlson Romano.
This is DMC.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yo, this is your boy Walter Jones.
This is Johnny Brennan.
This is your boy Kel Mitchell.
This is Steve Cardenas.
Hey, this is Bumblefoot.
Hi, this is Mike Zapik.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Hey, man, this is Austin St. John.
This is Nichelle Nichols.
Hi, this is Stan Lee.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Kim, did you hear that?
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Hey, I'm popular.
Excelsior.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Grindhouse Radio. We are your hosts.
Kim Adragna.
Piggy. Zambo.
And Brimstone. And it's going to be an unbelievable, awesome, piglicious episode. What do you call it? We have our friends in-house from Swifty Swine Racing Pigs.
Hey.
Eloise and Kendrick, say hi.
Hey. Hello.
And then we also have our little friends, Timon and Pumbaa. Oh, my God, they're so adorable.
I want them.
Now, didn't I say before? See, okay, so I just so everybody knows, I told the crew, I said, listen, I'm going to have somebody special coming in tonight. There's going to be a couple of really, really fun characters coming through. And but I didn't tell them what it was or who it was and what was going on.
No, you were very really mysterious about it.
Yes. And they were trying to guess everything they possibly could.
Kept it really under blankets.
I did. Pigs.
That's
horrible. Don't say that in front of the pigs.
I don't mean that in a negative way.
And do not let them see the meat sweats in the other room. That would be bad.
I don't want.
Anyway.
No!
We mean that kind of.
But they're so adorable, right? Didn't I tell you, Kim, I said you were going to appreciate this.
They are little nuggets of joy. That's what they are.
Anyway.
They're like so warm and like.
Three times this day.
Zambo, why don't you tell everybody where they can find us?
Sounds like a plan. You can catch us at thegrindhouseradio.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Spreaker, Satchel, Podbean, Pocket Cast, Mix FM, Cyber FM, iRadio USA, Sunflower Network, Village Connection Radio, and the Earplug Podcast Network.
Are you a little distracted?
A little bit.
How can you not? Look at them.
It's so cute. All right, Greer, bring us into the world of iTunes.
Unfortunately, we didn't get any new reviews this
Gasp.
What?
Really?
Yeah, well, sometimes they come in like it's been happening like the past few weeks. Like
okay.
They don't come in typically like when they used to. Like they sometimes come in after we're done with the show, like literally right after we're done with the show.
Really?
It's weird. They've been coming in like sporadically throughout the week.
Okay.
That's why our show is evergreen.
Yeah.
Comment on how bad we
are. So no new...
As of we're recording right now, no new reviews just yet.
Well,
we had some new ratings, though.
Ratings have gone up. Oh, that's a positive. Well, so continue to.
We'll take that.
I'll rate, review, subscribe, guys.
Thank you. All right.
Considering we reached number 12.
Yes. So we hit number 12 this week on iTunes.
Big deal.
It is obviously our last highest was 15.
Yes.
So now we're number 12 we reached, and we're still in the top 30 right now.
You're chipping away.
So it's very, very good. Yeah, you know, it fluctuates, which is a wonderful thing. Yeah, man. So there were so many different things that happened this past week. One thing that was really, really cool, and again, we're going to talk about it a little bit later, this past weekend over at our friend's Old Bethpage Village Restoration here on the island. Where's Long Island, Zambo?
Long Island is in New York. It's
on
the western hemisphere of the planet Earth in the lovely solar system of the Milky Way galaxy.
Very nice.
Oh, I'm just picturing all the full-on jealous people being like, you have baby pigs in your studio. You're holding one.
Anyway,
this is good therapy, if anything.
Oh, yeah.
Little baby.
So the Long Island Fair was taking place this past week, and Danielle Haley and I actually went down, and that's where we met these fine folks. And they're going to be there again next week, again, September 22nd and September 23rd. So, again, we're going to talk about that a little bit later.
I have to.
Just let them know, and they'll have you ready for you.
Heck yeah.
Now, another thing I wanted to make sure everybody knew about is if you were in the Tennessee area, all right, on September 20th and 22nd in Dyersburg, Tennessee, the 19th annual Boss Hoss Rally and Mid-South Motorcycle Festival is going to be taking place.
Ooh.
Absolutely going to be amazing. Poker run, dice run, Boss Hoss bike show, car show. Get this, Biker Babe Parade. Uh-huh.
Do we mean babies and baby pigs?
Do they have darts?
They might have darts. I don't know.
They have darts. That'd be awesome.
Wait. Do they mean babies and baby pigs? If so, I'm going down to Tennessee.
Well, they're technically riding hogs. Huh? See what I did there?
All
right. Anyway.
I see what you did
there.
All right.
Well, ham it up, why don't you?
They have food vendors and nightly entertainment. If you want to check that out, midsouthbikefest.com. All right, check that out. Now, another really cool thing, as of this moment, right this very second when we're airing,
right now.
Right now.
This moment.
The Grindhouse Radio is a topic of discussion at the 2018 European Planetary Science Congress.
Yes, we are. In Berlin. That's awesome.
In Berlin, Germany.
Friends.
Yes. So what do you call it? We are being spoken about right now. And the coolest thing ever.
From the Germans.
Yes, from the Germans.
Oh, my God.
And all of Europe. So what's going to happen now is after this conference, we become an actual citation. So you can actually be writing a paper and cite the Grindhouse Radio. Isn't that insane?
That is insane.
That's pretty crazy, right?
I can't imagine anybody writing an actual important paper.
Yeah.
And like research and using a quote from us that would just
guys, Thomas Greer the second from the Grindhouse Radio stated
that doesn't make I appreciate it. I'm flattered that they would do that, but doesn't sound like you're gonna be writing a very knowledgeable paper.
If anyone does use us in that paper, you better send it to us. I will frame that for you.
Yeah. Yes.
And we will put it up in this studio.
Yes.
And the symposium was just insane. I was looking over the symposium I was just like, wow, this is really crazy. It's really happening. So at this very moment, or a little bit before, a little bit after, not sure of the exact timing, but we will probably be live on Skype speaking to the Congress as well.
We may.
So if we can figure that out and let everybody know, we'll let everybody know.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So aside from that, what do you call it?
I just want to tell them that I'm not on board to going to their moon village.
Why?
Because I don't want to go into space.
But it's the final frontier.
Okay, it's either the space or the deep ocean, though.
Can I die?
Oh, I
mean, either way, it's going to happen. I mean, we all do at one point. But
can I die? You're horrible. You're so. Why are you so?
Have you ever
goddamn
seen,
Greer?
Have you ever watched like videos on like YouTube of how astronauts get trained? It doesn't look fun.
No, it doesn't.
At all. It does not look fun. Like, I get motion sickness. You see the thing where they have to spin them?
Yes.
In that machine? Yeah, I'd throw up. I wouldn't make it.
It's crazy.
I want to try that.
It's nuts.
Did you do Mission Space?
I hate water, though.
Okay, well, if we're really going to start talking about Mission Space and comparing it to actual space travel here, Steve, I think we should stop going to you for Zambology.
Ding dong. Never said Zambology was smart. Ding dong.
So, also, we want to make the announcement, the most important thing that happened this past week. The Grindhouse Radio has been announced as the 2018 Grand Champions.
What was that?
Yes, I stuttered. Grand Champions for the SCORE Grand Championship.
This,
yes.
Good thing I said this last week without stuttering. That was nice.
Shut up, Zambo. It's been a day, okay?
Oh, super
just
comfortable.
A day.
It's been a week.
Just a day?
It's been a week.
Super comfortable,
oh,
Biggie.
He's just getting sleepy over there. Isn't that adorable? Did you zoom in with the camera?
No, but we probably should.
Yeah, you probably should.
I think your laptop's actually in the way of Pumbaa, so no one can really see
it. Okay, yeah. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Ready?
He's out, Ken.
He's knocked out. So anyway, the Grindhouse Radio won. We also won $15,000. So that was a pretty awesome experience.
Helping
and
us big time.
We thank you very much, SCORE, for the experience, and looking forward to doing more with you in the future. So
it was a good time. You know, we saw friends that we saw in Reno,
mm-hmm.
and then we had a dinner and a celebration night of everyone basically.
Yeah. It was a very, very cool thing.
How was D.C.?
D.C. was cool. We didn't really get to do much, though. We ate barbecue.
You missed out. Well, again, that's awesome.
Barbecue,
you missed
though.
Out, man. There's some awesome museums there.
I know.
Absolutely awesome. That's one of my favorite trips that I ever went on was to D.C.
Well, the thing was, we had a 6 a.m. flight, but for whatever reason, it was canceled due to, like, staffing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, then we're like, well, we can't risk a later flight because that night we had the actual event.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, you know what? Let's drive. So we had like a mini road trip and we were psychotic.
Oh, we had a good time.
It's not that bad of a drive.
No.
Did we get help from our boys for a rental car?
Yeah. Well, not them direct, but
But we worked. Okay,
yes.
Cool. Well, at least we worked something out. That's cool.
Oh,
yeah, no.
Sleeping baby pigs. Sorry, try not to laugh because then I'm going to shake and wake the baby up. You know?
And then we got to wake the baby
Kim's
up. We got to deal with
maternal
that situation.
Right now.
Yeah, we're very maternal.
Kim's feeling very maternal right now.
Yes, I know.
I feel like I need to protect.
Be careful, Kim. You don't want to get any, you know. Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Oh, what? Are you afraid she's going to catch baby fever?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Angelo, run as far as you can.
Anyway.
Run, my boy. Run.
So, what do you call it? So, what else has been going on? What did you guys do this week?
So I attended Jenna's 5-year reunion at her college in St. Right. Joseph's College in Connecticut.
Okay.
That was fun. We also had her cousin's wedding out in Orient.
Oh, very nice.
At Duck Walk Vineyards. Very nice. Very fun. Very rustic. And good food. Great food. Great good times. Great good family.
And what else? Enjoyable. Didn't she have some kind of reunion? Didn't you say the reunion?
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah.
How was that? There was a reunion wedding. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They all remembered me, which was kind of nice.
At the reunion?
Yeah, at the reunion.
Oh, that's
even
cool.
Some of her teachers were like, hey, wait, are you? And I'm like, yes, I am. They're like, oh my God, for that long?
Oh my God.
And of course, that question was brought up quite a few times.
When are you getting married?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sooner.
Very nice.
And I usually say it now with a hard ER, so people go,
it switches every time.
Yeah, no, it's great.
So it's getting harder to say sooner?
No, it's getting easier.
Get it harder to say. Anyway, it was somebody's birthday weekend.
So it was my birthday weekend.
So what'd you do?
Mr. Tomato.
I kept it pretty low-key. Me and my friends just went out. Nice. Went out for a couple drinks, I think Friday night. And then I went fishing Saturday morning off of Captree.
I got a question. How late were you up playing that new computer we built?
Ooh, pretty late. was up pretty late for that one.
What was your first one? World?
I did that for a little bit, and then I finally, like, I bought No Man's Sky, like, when it first came out, when everybody was hating on it.
Same here.
Oh. And I wasn't able to play it because it didn't run on the computer that I had originally had, so I had it for, like, 2 years. Like, this weekend was the first time in 2 years I was ever allowed to play it, so I was pretty pumped.
Yeah, that was pretty nice, right? It's a very beautiful, spectacular game.
Yeah.
What is it?
No Man's Sky.
What is that on?
It's a PC game. It's on Xbox. I think it's on PlayStation.
Yeah, so newer systems.
It's like the newer ones.
Okay.
So many games.
Yeah. So many games.
That's cool, though.
It was a low key birthday. Some family came over the weekend because there's a few people in my family that have birthdays in September, so we kind of just lump them into one big day.
Oh. Yeah. That's how you do it. Yeah. And you went fishing, you said?
We are. Fishing that Saturday morning, and then afterwards everybody came over to my house.
You got any keepers or no?
I didn't. My brother did. One of my cousins did. Nice. And
did you catch a sea sponge like I did?
Did not. I caught a few fluke, too small to keep, and a couple of bass.
Nice.
Okay. We're gonna do bass fishing. We're gonna get a boat, just all of us, and we're gonna go fishing.
We just got on
Catchery. We're gonna go out on Catchery. But before the end of the season. So this way, they go until
December. They go out of Captree until like December.
Okay, so we'll do
that's
that.
What I said.
We'll do that soon.
Well, I was talking to one of the people on the boat, and she told me that like, yeah, we do this until September. I mean December, and I'm like, are you kidding me? It must be like 6 degrees on that boat. How do you guys do that?
We're gonna have the whole cast, the whole crew, everybody from the office, and GHR outing. We're gonna go do one of those.
I'm with it.
I'm serious. And then what do you call it? I think we're trying to bring sunscreen out.
Yes. Low key, don't forget sunscreen when you go on these things, because my arms are fried right now.
We also should be hitting up Forever Bungalows out in Sag Harbor.
I know you want
next
to try.
Next month. I think we're gonna do an overnight. We're gonna do a live feed from there, which is gonna be pretty awesome.
That sounds cool. Like a plan.
So
man.
That's gonna be fun. We're gonna do stories. I think we should do just. We'll figure it out, but I'm thinking like, you know, stories and, you know, just having fun around the campfire.
I have a 1080p marshmallows. So we can get some nice quality.
Yeah.
So instead of Angelo, can I bring the pigs?
Wow. He's watching right now, by the way.
Yeah,
on the live.
He caught all that. Yeah.
He caught all that. Yeah. You've just been, yeah.
He'll understand, though.
He'll understand. It'll be cool.
It'll be fine.
So anyway, everybody who's paying attention, remember that on Thursday we come out 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on iTunes, iHeart, all that stuff that Zambo mentioned earlier. I can't remember them all.
That's fine.
That's
all available on thegrindhouseradio.com. If not, just check our social media. We plug them all the time, baby.
Also, tonight we have Tim McCormick from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yes, we do.
It's going to be awesome. He's coming on later
there
on.
There are four lights.
So why don't we do this?
Yes.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
But first, we have Guy Brogno's All Music Spotlight.
Heyo.
And we will be back with Grindhouse Radio.
And the piggies.
Hi there. This is Gray Delisle Griffin, the voice of Daphne Blake on Scooby-Doo and Catwoman on Arkham City. And Vicky from the Fairy Odd Parents. And you're listening to the Grindhouse Radio with Zambo, Kim, and some twerp named Brim.
Hey guys, are you following us on social media?
And if not, how dare you?
You should be following us on Facebook and Instagram at The Grindhouse Radio.
And if you have Twitter, at The Real GH Radio.
And make sure to check out our YouTube channel at The Grindhouse Radio.
Don't forget to tune in every single Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Be sure to check out our full schedule at TheGrindhouseRadio.com.
The Grindhouse Radio. It's where it's at.
GHR presents
the All Music Spotlight,
featuring Guy Brogna.
Driven by Boss Hoss Cycles.
Bikes and Trikes, proudly made in the U.S. since 1990.
All Music Spotlight, party time, excellent.
Hey everybody, it's Guy at All Music, and you're listening to the All Music Spotlight on Grindhouse Radio. KISS opened the season of America's Got Talent last night with their performance of Detroit Rock City, and they have confirmed plans of their farewell tour. I'm pretty sure we've heard this before, but according to Paul Stanley, this is their last tour. He says it will be their most explosive, biggest show they've ever done. People who love us will come see us. If you've never seen us, this is the time. This will be the show. Former Allman Brothers guitarist Dickie Betts will have to undergo brain surgery this week. He had a fall at his house this Monday night, and he's been in the hospital since. It really was a freak accident. He was playing with his dog in his backyard when he slipped and hit his head. He has been listed as critical but in stable condition. We hope Dickie has a fast recovery. So another, aging rocker has taken up a Las Vegas residency. Yep, 2019 will see Billy Idol at the Palms Casino Resort. Billy Idol, Steve Stevens, and the band will be taking up residency for 5 nights in January and then again in October of next year. Lamb of God drummer Chris Adler surprised fans earlier this summer when he informed fans that he was sitting out the band's tour with Slayer for unforeseen circumstances. Late last week, Chris took to social media to explain his absence. He said, "Thank you for all the overwhelming amount of well wishes in response to my current absence from the Lamb of God shows. I'm humbled to know how many and how much you care." Chris actually had a motorcycle accident late last year that shattered his collarbone and right shoulder. Between operations and physical therapy, there was no way that he could perform. But he is practicing and is getting ready to come back on the road again. Long Island's own Dee Snider is premiering a video for American Made. It's a track from his latest album, For the Love of Metal. This marks the fourth solo album for the Twisted Sister singer. If you want to meet Dee, he's actually having his Dee Snider motorcycle run September 30th right here on Long Island in Lido Beach, which I will actually be at and riding in. So it's really for a great cause. So check it out. The Dee Snider run happening September 30th. Come down, support, meet Dee, have a great day with us. Back in January of this year, frontwoman for the Cranberries, Dolores O'Riordan, had died suddenly. The band has revealed that they plan to release their final album before disbanding. The band was actually working on the album when Dolores had suddenly died. The band has decided to put the finishing touches on the album, release it, and then disband. So that's it for this week's All Music Spotlight on the Grindhouse Radio. Check it out again next week. I will see you then. Music is the best.
Hey, this is Richard Horvitz, the voice of Invader Zim. You are wasting your time listening to Grindhouse Radio with Zambo, Kim, and Brig, whatever they are.
Pigs in Space!
And we are back to the Grindhouse Radio, and we have some in-house special guests.
Yes. Again, Eloise and Kendrick from over at Swifty Swine Racing Pigs, as well as the piggies themselves, Timon and Pumbaa. Oh, they're so adorable. So you guys are currently, this past weekend and this coming weekend, are doing the Long Island Fair over at the old Bethpage Village Restoration, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And we've got 5 shows a day. We've got 12 o'clock, 1:30, 2:30, 4:30, every day.
Nice. Now, how many pigs do you guys normally have with you?
We have 16 pigs, so we switch them around. And we've got 2 swimming pigs that dive in the water just for Oreo cookie. So all about a treat.
Oh, always.
Oh, they dive for an Oreo cookie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love them already.
Even Pumbaa and Timon, they love Oreo cookies also. But when they get Oreo cookies, they get so hyper.
They get a sugar rush.
Oh, yeah. Imagine.
Really?
I believe it.
Yeah. Do they drink, like, milk, too?
No.
No, right? Okay.
No, just when they are babies.
I don't know. It's a...
Do they drink milk, too?
They pick the Oreos up with their mouth. They dunk them in the milk.
You never know. They're talented.
It was a
completely
valid question. Yeah. Maybe.
They dive in the water.
It was the cutest thing. All right, so we saw them, and I'm like, all right, I got to talk to them. What do you call it? The the whole event. First of all, it's called the Pork Chop International Speedway Arena. All right.
So, yes.
And they have everything right down to the gimmick. They've got the little piggy noses that they sell for the kids and everything, which is awesome. They're like, what, $2 a piece too, right?
Yeah, $2.
It's inexpensive. They got shirts, the whole nine yards. So they're marketing to the T, which is amazing. And what do you call it? Then at the very end, first they do the race. They have the jumping in the swimming pool, the whole nine yards. And then they have little Honey Boo Boo who comes out and takes pictures with everybody. And it's like, you have to do it. You have to do it. Especially when the kids see it and the women see it. The men even are sitting there going, oh my God.
But that's the real Honey Boo Boo.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you know, like the cute Honey Boo Boo. Not the TV show Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, and the people just love it, man. Just to come hold the pig and get a picture. And you won't believe, people last year what came to Beth Page, Long Island Fair, this year they come back and take a picture again, and they just keep their pictures on the wall with Honey Boo Boo, and it's just amazing.
It's great, yeah. So,
not gonna lie, I'm probably gonna like take one of these pictures and put it on my desk.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
totally
not gonna lie on that one.
So you're from South Africa.
Yes.
And you guys train a ton of different animals, right? It's not just pigs.
No, we've got giraffes, we've got water buffalo, we've got a lot of exotic animals also, what we've got on the road. And then we've got Swifty Swan, what we take on the road with the pigs. And it's just amazing how we train all the pigs.
That's very cool.
Wow. You guys are talented. And you said something about a kangaroo, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got a kangaroo also out of South Carolina. And we trade a kangaroo also and take him on the road, and people can meet the kangaroos. So it's just amazing where we travel, and you meet just all the new people. And it's very interesting to see everybody.
I love that.
It's kind of like doing the convention circuit.
Yeah.
Right?
Except for animals.
Except animals. Well, technically, the people we see are animals, too. Oh, I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just kidding.
Wait, what's the kangaroo's name?
I'm going to take heat for that.
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray.
That's a good name.
Oh, Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray Roo. So what do you call it?
Sugar Ray.
The pig deal. One of the funniest things, and we don't do politics on the show, but what do you call it? The names of the pigs that are doing the races are hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
What could you want to repeat them?
You want the politicians?
Do the politicians.
Okay, so why not? Lindsay Lohan. And Barack O'Ribs Obama.
Yes.
And Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh, God.
And then, of course, Donald Trump Roast.
That's a good one.
Yes.
It is good.
And it's funny because every time Hillary Rodham, she must win. For some reason, she can win a pig race. So it's just funny.
When the tables have turned. I was howling. I was howling. It was so funny. It was great. And what do you call it? You can't imagine it until you actually see it. What we're going to do is we're actually going to have it on our Facebook page. We're going to link to their page. Mm-hmm. So make sure you give them a like. Make sure you check their stuff out. But what do you call it?
Give them some love.
Until you actually see it.
If you're in the area, check them out.
Yes. If you see it. And then see it in person. It's just, you have to see it in person too. Yes.
Now, do they wear little costumes or anything, or you just let them be?
Yeah, what we do, we've got on Facebook, we dress them up. So you will see pictures on Facebook of pigs dressed up and
some of our previous babies.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they all dressed up and it's just amazing. It's a squealing good time. So if they want to go watch a video and stuff, go on Swifty Swan Racing Pigs, follow their link, and you will see some good videos.
Very cool. I love that.
They are diving machines.
Yeah.
So how do you train them to dive? I mean,
it's all about a treat. I've got a video also what I will post is where I'm with them in a swimming pool. And like teach them to swim just like you teach a human, and that's what I do with them, and they just love it.
Stop. So you're in the swimming pool with them and teach them? Oh my gosh.
We still can't teach Tom to speak. Yeah. I mean, and he's a human.
Remember, we got to start offering non-lactose.
Well, you got to be able to not stutter yourself there, big boy.
What was that? I stuttered a couple times. In all fairness, I wasn't reading though. No, I'm just kidding. Greer's gotten so much better over the years.
Oh, that's okay. I haven't.
That's objective, Prim.
So, what do you call it? With the training, you know, is there anything specific that you guys make sure to teach first? I know what you told us originally. It's when they're wrapped in the blankets, they have to be. That's when they're supposed to behave.
Yeah, yes. We do that from the very little.
Okay.
So then we start with putting them in the blanket, so they know that that's their safe place.
Okay.
Oh.
Gotcha. Well,
they're very smart.
That it's okay.
Yeah, they're good. Very clever.
Right?
Yeah. Do you teach them to do the racing, or they just do it on their own?
No, what we do, we run with them. So when they're babies, like Timon and Pumbaa, like that, there will be pictures. Everybody holds them, and Honey Boo Boo, they hold the pigs, and we do pictures. After that, then I teach them to swim.
Okay.
So then they learn to swim and dive. After they get too big to dive, then they go on the racetrack. So it's a learning process for each one.
It's
like Swifty. Swifty is going for the Guinness Book of Records.
That's what I was
going
to bring
so,
up next. That's
amazing.
And that is so awesome. Now there's a pig from Australia what's in the Guinness Book of Record. So if everybody comes down to the fair this weekend, they can see somebody who's going for the Guinness Book of Record. And if it's working out, then you will see Swifty on a Guinness Book of Record.
Very amazing.
Swiftie, awesome. Like Taylor Swiftie.
She's a Swiftie fan.
Like Taylor Swiftie, you know.
Oh, and you know what they play?
That one down. There you go.
You know what they're playing? That was you guys doing the Greatest Showman music. Yeah.
Oh,
they had the Greatest Showman music blaring.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Because it's the greatest show.
It is.
So it is.
It's like we do all 50 states, traveling all around America.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. In South Africa, I've never traveled so much. And in America, I travel all around America and just showing the pigs. If I do this in South Africa, they will become bacon. But luckily, it's America.
Well, okay.
That's a little more freedom,
a little more happiness.
Happiness, relaxing.
A little more
that's what brings me to the next question.
I've toned down on my bacon because of this reason.
Do you feel bad? Do you feel bad eating bacon or pork chops or anything like that now?
No.
They stay mutually exclusive to each other and do not have any connection whatsoever.
Yeah.
We got to zoom in on her face when we edit this, and she's like, no. She's like, nope.
I just don't eat my bacon.
Yeah, well, no, I know, right? See, that bacon is so delicious. Then I play and I see these adorable little things, and I'm like, oh, I can't eat it, but I have to. I mean,
but you can.
Know.
But you can.
So
I can.
What happens?
But you can do no carbs for 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you could say, but what happens when they get older? Like, how long do they live for? What happens?
All right,
you know?
What happens to our market horse? We've got 4 set of racing pigs.
Okay.
So we've got the Hampshires, like your big market dogs.
Yeah.
And they go to 4-H.
Okay.
So if we come in a state, it goes to the 4-H and they take it and they grow it up for bacon. And,
wow.
But the pot bellies like Timon and Pumbaa, they will stay with us. We've got a big ranch in Texas.
Good.
So they stay with us. And next year they will come up and then, like I say, they will be swimming and then racing. And we've got 5 units on the road. So that's why we can do a lot of states every year.
Awesome.
Yeah, we travel like from February, we travel until end of November.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you guys got to check out their social media. Like, you have trainings on them, right, and everything?
Yep, everything they can see. How to train, and if they want to have it advice, if they've got a pet and they want advice, they can go on our page, ask questions, and we will help them.
That's cool.
How do they get along with other animals? Do they get along with them?
Yeah, very good, yeah. It's like horses. If you got horses, they love horses and stuff.
Really?
Yep, and
they actually get along with dogs as well.
Yeah,
wow.
Do you guys wash them and everything?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Oh, you use shampoo and stuff?
Yep, baby shampoo on Timon and Pumbaa.
We gotta set them up with mane and tail.
Little babies.
Yeah. That's pretty smart. Oh my God, let's set them up with mane. I'm setting you guys up with mane and tail. Matter of fact, we'll send some for you guys to go with.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we have some. We have some samples for it, and if you guys like it for them, we'll get you some mane and tail.
Yeah,
they're fantastic. What do you call it? These guys are so adorable.
Look at these.
And they're only 4 weeks old.
Four weeks old.
I feel like the weight. Literally in my stomach, like there's the whole weight of
Did
this
you
little
that,
baby.
The weight in her stomach. She's Angelo, you're in trouble.
Angelo, there's a lot of hints going on.
You're in trouble.
Don't say it like that. Heck, I don't even know how I would carry a baby. Look at me.
We need her here. You can't impregnate her. At least for a little while.
I am not ready. I'm ready for pigs and dogs and everything else, just not an actual baby.
So, if somebody, what would you say if somebody wanted to?
Oh God, Angela's playing into it. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. Sorry.
He just said babies on the way. That's all I got to say.
There's no baby on the way.
I hope your folks aren't watching this. That's all I got to say.
I don't know.
But anyway, so what would you guys say to somebody who's interested in purchasing a pig like this for a pet?
All right, to be honest, a lot of people tell you, you get a miniature pig. There's nothing as a miniature pig.
Yeah.
The pot bellies, they come and they tell you, no, it's a miniature pig, and then you pay thousands of dollars for a pig. A potbelly pig, they only get like 45, 50 pounds. That's what they will get on a diet. But if you going to give them like a human just feed all the time, they will get big. So, yep. Or what I say, if you want a pig, get a potbelly pig, but just keep them on a diet and don't give them food all day.
And make sure that it's a potbelly pig.
Yep. And don't, because they tell you it's a miniature pig and you don't get such a pig. We're doing it. 21 years we're doing racing pigs and training pigs, and every time when people tell you it's a miniature pig, it's not.
Wait, so big advice. If they're on a diet, what kind of food do they eat? Like, what's their like daily? They,
by Tractor Supply, we get hog food, so it's a special hog food what we give them, and we just give them in the morning, at night, and then every time when they race, they get a treat. So they love it.
Nice.
You guys are eating good. You got good people with you. You're living life.
Yeah, when they come to the fair,
hashtag
they can,
living their best life.
They can be a little more free for the day, right? That's
when they come to the fair, they can see Honey Boo Boo, Timon, Pumbaa, everybody walking around.
Do it, guys.
And man, it's fun.
Yeah, they walk around outside between shows so they can get some extra exercise.
Oh my gosh. I'm doing it. I'm going.
I love it.
Says he's passed out.
Yeah, right? Look at him.
Is he normally like this?
Yeah,
he's the easy one.
Yeah, they're both easy.
You're just comfortable in my arms.
Yeah, he's so comfortable now.
How much time do we have left for this segment? We have some time.
2 minutes.
We have 2 minutes left.
Two minutes.
So after this, since we are a worldwide show, where else are you guys going to be coming up in the next few weeks? And then again, the website is one more time. So this way, everybody has that.
All right. If they go on Facebook, they can just go to Swifty Swine Racing Pigs, and they can go in our page and they can like our page. And if they like the show and stuff, they can recommend us and just let everybody know about us. And then also they can hashtag us on Instagram. Also hashtag Swifty Swine if they want to put it on Instagram and see us. And then also we go all around, and we're going to go next week. We're leaving to Topsfield, Massachusetts.
Awesome.
And we're going to be there for 2 weeks. And I'm telling you, it's a great fair also. If you're in Massachusetts...
The Big E.
We also in the Big E.
Really?
Yeah, one of our units are there right now. So if you're in Big E, go see our other units there. We've got 5 units on the road. The Big E is the best. Also great.
Awesome.
If you're in Massachusetts, so go there. And then me and Eloise will be in Topsfield, Massachusetts. And you guys can come visit us there in Massachusetts.
Cool. Love it.
Yeah, Ben, awesome. it's fun. So. And then we are after Massachusetts. We will be in
Clarence, New York,
the Pumpkin Festival, and that's also awesome. We're there on the weekends, and then we're heading all the way to Florida, to Pensacola. The state fair there. And
the website, SwiftySwine.com, correct?
Swifty Swine Racing Pigs.
SwiftySwineRacingPigs.com.
Yep.
Very good. Again, guys, SwiftySwineRacingPigs.com.
Yeah.
You can check them out. Make sure you visit them. Let them know the GHR sent you. What do you call it?
Say hello to the babies.
Yes, you have to give the babies hugs and kisses for us. And you guys got to make us a promise that the next time you guys are in, you come visit us again.
Yeah, definitely. But what we can do also right now, if they are in this neighborhood, we will pick a name. So anybody who goes and like our page, we will get a family and we will give them tickets to the Long Island Fair.
Sure you hit up the website, the Facebook page. Hit up the Facebook page right now, everybody. And so you guys remember, live, you guys get this first.
Yes.
If you're on Long Island, go to facebook.com/ Swifty Swine Racing Pigs, all right?
Yep.
And you're going to have an opportunity to win tickets to the Long Island Fair this weekend and meet these cute little babies right here.
You gotta like their page and like their pictures and give them some love, guys.
Yes.
Oh, lots of love, everybody.
Very
lots
good.
Lots of love.
So anyway, why don't we take a quick break?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back with Kim's questions.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys in a few. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hi, this is Marty Grabstein, the voice of Courage the Cowardly Dog. And you've been listening to Grindhouse Radio with Zambo, Brim, Kim, and sometimes Tom.
Over the last 20 years, the Latronica Law Firm has assembled a diverse team of legal professionals who are not only experienced in many areas of the law, but they're also caring, attentive, and fully understand what the client is going through. We treat the client and their case the way they expect and deserve to be treated. Winning a case comes through preparation and attention to detail. We provide counsel for personal injury, criminal defense, divorce, family law, and more. Clients can expect professionalism, effort, and results. Visit LatronicaLaw.com or just call us at 516-796-9700. We look forward to working with you.
The original Mane and Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years.
Created right off their family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best.
Then, Mane and Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs.
Today, the line has expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone.
From color protecting to deep moisturizing, Mane and Tail has an answer.
So, discover the secret for yourself.
Mane and Tail, your hair care solution.
Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide.
Visit maneandtail.com. Again, www.maneandtail.com.
What's up, guys? You want to be part of the GHR fan line? Call 516-308-0584. That's 516-308-0584. The Grindhouse Radio. It's where it's at. Bam, bam,
bam. What's up, everybody? This is the Ultramagnetic Taboo, a.k.a. Red Wolf from the Black Eyed Peas, and you're listening to my people, Zambo, Kim, Brim, and sometimes Tom on Grindhouse Radio.
Kim's questions.
Oh yeah.
What up, everyone? It is time for Kim's questions.
Oink oink, bitches.
I don't know if these questions will be great now because my mind's still on the pig. So
you know what? The pigs
Let's
are taking
just
a
see
break.
Where it
They'll
takes
come
us.
Back. They'll come back.
They'll
later.
Come back.
Do you
They'll
have any pig-related questions?
I don't.
Aww.
Damn it!
Because it was a surprise. I had no idea that there was going to be piggies
that is
here.
True.
So if I knew, yeah. I would have done it. But it was a great surprise. So I really liked it.
Yeah, okay. I thought I did a good job getting them down. Yeah, I thought you guys would be thrilled.
I felt such a bond.
It was a very good gift.
I had
Thank
a bond.
Very. I meant it. My heart grew 3 sizes today. Thank you.
Yes. It was good. It was a good therapy session.
Good juju.
Very good juju.
Even
we need
Tom held it.
Great juju.
Tom
you
even held
even
it.
Tom
he was so
held
happy.
It. You think I, like, hate animals or something?
No, I just think you hate babies.
No, because at first you were like, ooh, I don't want to hold. But then you were like, okay.
Well, yeah, because it's like I didn't want to drop the pig because I'm a klutz, you know, and then it's on
you.
Me.
Yeah,
well, it's like I told you guys off air. It's the same as, like, babies. Like, if somebody, like...
I'm with you with the babies.
PSA, I'm never going to hold your baby. Like, this is never going to happen. Like, babies are cute, but I will never hold one because I don't want to drop it. That's too much responsibility.
So I get you.
If one of your fans wants you to hold the baby, you're not going to hold the baby?
Nope, that is way too much responsibility.
Will you kiss the baby?
Only if they hold it.
Yeah, if they hold
that makes sense.
If they ask, I mean, I'd be like, that's a really weird... thing to ask, but I guess so.
I held a baby at one of the things. Didn't
okay,
I hold
but
a, recently I held a baby.
That's great.
I held a baby at
Eternal
Con.
Yeah, we held the baby that
day. Not Eternal
barely,
Con, Icon.
I barely held my, when my little cousins were born, I barely wanted to hold them because I'm like, they're adorable. They're my family, but it's like, I don't
want
to drop you.
I don't want that
you
responsibility.
Know, I don't want to be the responsible for your your baby death.
You know what's funny?
Oops.
That's so true. Like, I have no problem. Like, I'll hold the pig. I'll hold this. I'll hold that. But like, when it comes to babies, I'm the same. I'm like, I don't want to really want to
hold
the baby.
I get real nervous.
Unless it's like my family, I'll do that. But mm-hmm. if it's someone I don't, or like someone I know, but someone I don't, like, don't just hand me your baby. I'm not about mm-hmm. that. I'm like, can I hold them?
I will admit,
you know?
Though, the child at Icon that came up to Brim and I literally looked up at us, and she was in a little baby, like, Miss,
oh, yeah,
like a little
adorable.
Supergirl outfit. Uh-huh. And I just put her arms up and said, up, up, up. And I looked at her dad, and I'm like, is that okay? He's like, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I said, yeah, I'm here. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And then I picked her up, and we took a picture.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
It was cute. It was really cute.
Unless, yeah.
Yeah. That was the baby wanting
well,
to
see,
do
that's
that,
the thing.
Which is
walking
weird.
Around, baby, that's different. Like, in like newborn baby.
Oh,
like,
no, no,
where
no,
they're
I,
fresh
there
out
is
of the
no,
womb.
There is no walking. Terrifying. The only thing that they do is flail their legs and arms. Yeah, no, that don't hand
and
them to
don't
me.
Don't hold their head up yet.
Not holding them.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for the first question?
Go for it.
Would you rather eat a small can of cat food or eat two rotten tomatoes?
Thank God
tomatoes.
It wasn't, thank God it wasn't a pig question
I'm
that,
gonna
that
go,
you didn't realize.
I didn't know.
I'm
yeah.
going to go with the cat food
low
because the rotten
the
tomatoes are rotten.
She
hold on,
I feel like
going.
You'd get sick.
What?
Wait. I said I feel like you'd get sick because the rotten tomatoes are rotten. I feel like I'd go with the cat food because if I'm watching commercials, it almost looks like cats and dogs eat better than humans
what
do.
Kind of cat food? Dry or wet?
Wet.
Tomatoes.
Wet cat
still
food.
Going, tomatoes. Still going with cat food.
I mean,
I'll
either or,
through.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
What if I do a mix? Does that make it better?
No, no. Not at all.
But it's not a question anymore. It's just, then it's not a would you rather question. It's like, would you like to eat cat food and rotten tomatoes put together?
Yeah.
Then my answer is no. But if I have to pick between the
no,
two,
no,
I'm
I mean,
giving the cat food.
I mean, wet
meant
cat
dry food.
Food
and cat.
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
wet
okay.
cat food and dry food.
Okay.
Wasn't there that episode of SpongeBob where he stuck his tongue in it and then it got heard for miles? Just bleh,
that was
bleh,
that,
bleh.
That's snail po though.
Snail po.
That's not.
Good point.
That's not cat food.
Still though, snails were the cats of the sea.
Why'd you eat
SpongeBob?
Snail po?
Why'd you eat
so
snail po?
What would
po?
You go, what would you guys go with?
How old is the tomato?
Does it matter? It's rotten.
It's rotten,
rotten
tomatoes.
How rotten?
Rotten.
10 out of 10.
Like a 6% on RottenTomatoes.com.
Like you can't cut a sliver off. Like it's a rotten tomato.
Like it's starting to shrivel and get mush nasty.
I'll go with the pet food.
Okay, the cat food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Spoonful of pet food. Screw it.
It's a can.
No, it's a can.
It's a can.
You gotta eat the whole thing.
All right, fine. I'll eat the whole can. Just shotgun it out. We're good.
Do I get to pick which kind it is?
No.
No, it's either wet cat food.
Yeah, do I get to at least pick the flavor and everything?
No.
And the brand?
If you really so desire.
Ooh, then I'm going with the cat food.
Well, yeah, because
Fancy Feast.
He got a little too excited about it.
I already know which one. There's a cat food made out of avocados, and it's actually, like, not bad.
How do you know that? That's
have you
amazing.
Eaten it before?
Because, what is
yeah,
it? I knew someone that used to take really, really good care of their pets, and, like, they would only get, like, cat food with, like, two ingredients in it. It's, like, avocado and chicken. That's it.
Well, my dog, like.
I didn't realize that cat's.
My dog has beans in it, stream beans. Like, this is, like, a really nice quality food. So, like.
Fancy Feast.
Yeah, no, it's not fancy.
It's like
but
it.
That's dog. Yeah. That's not cat.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I know, but like, but it, if your cat, your friend's cat has nice, good food, my dog has nice, like, it has like legitimate food.
Well,
like sometimes you look and you're like, ooh, like that's legitimate chicken. If I clean this off, I could eat this, you know?
I feel like if we're doing rotten tomatoes versus cat food, though, we got to go with like the worst cat food we could find. Like that's the only way to make it fair.
Oh, man. Wet cat food looks pretty damn
dollar store.
And it smells.
Like it
dollar store
gross.
Cat food.
Yeah, there you go. Dollar store wet cat food.
It is absolutely
now. What are you picking?
Generalized see, yeah, label. No, I'll suck out the disgusting tomato. That's I mean, like, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? I'm going with the tomato.
Yeah.
Okay, so in that sense, I guess going along the same lines, would you rather eat a small can of dog wet food or six overripe bananas?
Oh, the
nasty
bananas.
Brown
bananas.
Looking bananas.
Which and which?
The bananas.
Now we're doing the dog can food.
Okay.
Wet dog
okay,
can food.
Same as it is.
And nasty, overripe, mushy brown bananas.
I will take the mushy brown bananas and I will make
banana bread.
Banana bread. Thank you.
There you go.
I think I have to do the dog food. I can't stand bananas.
Oh, bananas are fantastic.
Banana bread.
No
food.
Bananas.
You
no
make
bananas.
It into banana bread. You're throwing some honey. Telling you,
I don't like
delicious.
Banana bread either. I don't like bananas.
My wife makes the most delicious banana bread. It is what do you call it? And I don't like banana bread other than that. But what do you call it? She makes the most delicious banana bread. And oh man,
I can't
oh,
even
man.
Have a strawberry
oh,
banana smoothie.
You know what recipe
you expect
it is?
Me to eat banana bread?
You know what recipe it is?
What?
It's the Big Bird banana bread.
Wait, what is it?
Big Bird banana bread.
Oh.
Yeah. You can actually get it online, but when she makes it, it's actually.
That's cool.
Bird banana bread.
Really sounds good. Delicious if I liked bananas.
It's like ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
If only
Big
I liked
bird
bananas.
Big Bird banana bread. The quadruple B.
I love it.
All
anyway,
right.
Go ahead.
Wait, what would you do?
Yeah, we didn't get.
Oh, no, I'd eat
I
the bananas.
You said. You would
no,
eat the bananas?
I'd go with the bananas. It's not that bad.
Zambo.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Give me
them bananas. I'd probably do the bananas because I've already done the dog food. I've already tried it, so.
Ah.
I've done that. I've done treats. I've done snacks. I've done it.
Really?
Yep.
Wait.
Just to try it.
You had dog food?
Yeah, I've tried it before.
You are nasty.
It is nasty.
I mean,
I'm nasty.
I've never
I just want to know what my dog is eating.
Okay.
It's not like I was like, ooh, let me eat more. I just had it, and it was nasty.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you did this? If you say last week, I swear to God.
It was yesterday.
No,
I will slap you silly.
I was younger in my teens at the time.
19.
When I didn't have brains.
Her crazy teens.
The great years. All right. Teens. Next question.
I want to know what you did during your teens.
I was horrible.
Were you horrible?
No, I wasn't. I was a total
nerd.
Nerd.
Loser.
Yeah.
Big old backwards loser. Like
yeah. I had like glasses and braces. Not like glasses are an issue. I still wear glasses. Mm-hmm. But I had braces. Wait,
there are three people in here that wear glasses.
I wear glasses too.
And you just said that they were all losers.
I had braces.
No, I am a loser.
I said there's no problem because I wear glasses too. I got you. You didn't hear that.
I got you.
Anyway,
You were the freak when you drank a little bit when you were in high school. You probably drank behind people's back.
I really didn't drink a lot in high school.
Hanging from chandeliers and stuff.
Oh, my God.
I wish. That would have been so much fun.
That's not what the song is about.
Actually,
it's not a
cruise is a different story, but I'm not going to go there.
Wait, what?
Going there.
On a cruise?
Yeah, that's just a different story.
Went skinny dipping off the off the ship, didn't you?
No.
Listen, dolphins? Holla at your girl! Jumped in all naked.
No, I didn't.
I'm telling you, I know you did with the smile on her face.
Hey, you
funny.
Gotta be careful around those dolphins because they're the only animal that can rape you with a smile.
For fun, too.
Oh, God.
That's hot.
That's messed up. I'm moving on.
Kim never goes swimming with dolphins.
I am not going swimming with dolphins. Though I gave a dolphin some food before.
Oh, did you?
When I was in Vegas a couple years ago, we went to, I forget where it was, but we fed some dolphins.
Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Did it wink at you?
No, it didn't.
They can. They could wink at you.
What?
I'm telling you, they do.
I'm moving on.
By the way, hold on. Before you move on, okay. Speaking of the drinking and hanging from chandeliers, I must say that Kimberly was so good this past week when we were in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
She only drank like a tiny little bit.
She only drank 10 things.
No, I don't want any.
Oh, you missed the best part. There were no glasses around and there was only a tiny bit, so
that.
I drank straight up out of the wine bottle.
I was like, girls, get her. That's my baby sister right there. That's my partner right there. And everybody's like, what the hell is going on with this girl? She's so unclassy. She's drinking out of the bottle.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. Everybody
they were trying
was like,
to peer. They were peer pressuring me, and also everyone was in their own land. So
you never give in to peer pressure.
I stopped her.
Yeah.
I stopped her from doing something that you would have been glad to do. That's all I gotta say.
No, then I.
You did it?
No, I didn't do anything.
Okay, thank God.
You're gonna tell me off?
No,
air?
Not because you stopped me. Because I said no.
That's why I'm like, oh my girl.
You're gonna tell me off?
My little
okay,
girl
I think
right
you already
here.
Know what it is.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
All right, moving on.
Okay,
all
right. Moving right along.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Would you rather spend 1 year sailing around the world or 1 year living in a foreign country?
Do I get to bring you guys with me?
Foreign country.
Foreign country.
If you really want.
Do I get to bring my family with me, too?
If you really want.
Wait. Do we get to pick the foreign country?
Yes, you get to pick the foreign country.
Wait, we don't have to stay in the water, right? Like we can.
No,
like,
you go 1 year sailing around the world, so you're going to be on a boat.
Yeah,
or 1 year living in a foreign country.
Well, do you make stops? Like,
yeah.
When you're sailing? Yeah,
yeah
then I'm going
yeah.
sailing. Why not see a bunch of places?
So we can... Does it matter the size of the boat?
Well, I was thinking like a sailboat. Like a nice
sailboat. But you can't fit that many people
because
on
then you could say, ooh,
know,
yay, a yacht.
Did you see the boats that were at the like marina when we were in San Diego? Those giant pirate ships?
This is true.
Those had sails. They would technically be sailboats.
And you know what? I'll even throw this in. You'll have a captain and a crew.
Oh, so they run the boat for you?
Yeah.
You just have to be present.
To be present.
I live in another country. I live in Ireland for a little
yeah,
while.
Yeah, we're going to go to another country. We're all going to go live together.
Where are we going?
And we're bringing our families, too.
Ireland?
Netherlands. Yeah.
So we get to bring our families and GHR.
Schweden.
Okay.
All right. So
can we bring the pigs?
We could bring the pigs, too.
Yes.
The Schwedes. The Schwedens.
They're going to be very upset.
The little pigs.
The parents are going to be very upset.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, what's going on?
No, they can come.
Oh, they can come, too?
Yeah, they'll come.
Okay.
Yeah.
Piggies come, too.
Alex is like,
come.
Alex is just inviting everybody.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, I'm new to the family, but it's okay. I'm just going to invite everybody anyway.
You know what? We're going to invite this person and this person.
We're not going to invite
We're going to have marshmallows.
Oh. Kenny, if you're listening, we're not inviting you.
Sorry, Kenny.
I'm just kidding. Kenny's definitely invited.
That's a good friend.
I love you, Kenny.
That's a good friend of you, Steve, to defend you. Yeah, Kenny, no, you can't come.
If you heard what I said, I'll stuff you in the suitcase. You'll be fine.
I love you, Kenny. Kenny's definitely allowed to come.
Kenny's hell yeah coming.
Okay, so what's next?
Did you say Kenny and Iggy Azalea?
No, I said Kenny, hell yeah, Kenny is coming.
Oh. Kenny and Iggy Azalea. Kenny and Iggy Azalea is coming.
Kenny what?
And Iggy Azalea.
That's not what it sounded like, but we'll keep moving on.
Oh, damn. I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, would you rather have one wish granted today or three wishes granted 10 years from now? Which would you do?
Over the course of 10 years or on that the 3-year anniversary of this
You
date?
Have one wish granted today. or you have to wait 10 years to get the 3 wishes. Which one do you do?
I would wait. I would wait. Personally, I will wait.
Do I have to use all 3 wishes after 10 years?
Are there any limitations to any of the wishes?
Well, when the 10th year comes...
You can't wish for more wishes.
No. God damn it!
Well, no.
Shut your face, Greer!
Yeah, that's always
shut
that.
Your face, Greer! No, you
that's
didn't
always
say
a stipulation.
That's
yeah,
genie that's rules. Always a, that's yeah, genie that's law.
Exactly.
Dude, I just saw Shazam. There are genie rules, okay? But no matter if it's Shaquille O'Neal or a Blue Robin Williams,
first
okay?
First and foremost, she did not say that it was a genie wishing these granting these
I don't need
wishes.
To because it's a fact in life. It's a you are born
it's a
with
fact,
it.
It's a fact in life. Fact
genies
in life.
Exist. They give wishes.
Exactly.
Hey, 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 genie hey. Comes.
Have you guys ever not seen a genie?
I've
they
seen
could,
a genie.
They could be around. They
I do.
Listen, I'm a genie.
Whether the genie,
can't disprove it.
Whether the genie comes from a bottle, a lamp, or a 1990s boombox, okay? It does not matter.
For genie, okay? The genies are definitely alive. Matter of fact, we know Jambi. Why don't you play that drop right about now?
That's very true.
Hey, this is Jambi the genie from Pee Wee's Playhouse, and you're listening to The Grindhouse Radio with Brimstone. Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Honey Ho.
There we go. Thank you very much, Jambi.
All right, fine. Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Shut the Hell Up Now.
Oh, damn. So what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing?
Sitting here, talking to you.
No, one wish granted today or 3 wishes granted 10 years.
I'll take the 3 wishes.
I'll wait.
So you'll wait the 10 years?
Patience is a virtue.
10 years?
Yeah, 10 years.
What about you, Brim?
I'd wait.
I'm going to wish my first wish that says I wish to move forward 10 years so I can get my other wishes. Then I'm going to use the other 2 wishes and then use the 3rd wish to come back at the same time.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
How it works, though.
You use the 1 wish, so you don't get the 3 wishes.
You don't get the 3 wish, yeah.
Like, it's not like...
You can't use the 1 wish to
get
all
three.
Of them.
But you get the 1 wish to go to the next 3.
But
no,
you don't. But
no.
You
can't.
But
you
got
the
1 wish, so the next 3 are
you
off the table.
You guys have to ruin it for everybody, don't you?
Yes.
It's facts of life.
Didn't we just have this 10-minute conversation, and then we played Jambi the Genie?
You know what?
Then we continued
with this. Alex, what would you do?
I think I'm going to wait the 10 years. I want 3 wishes.
Okay, there you go.
You know what?
I'll wait,
too. I'm happy with everything that I have. I don't need to wish for many things. I already have a great team here. I've got a fantastic family. I'll utilize the wish because... Honestly, I've got everything that I need.
I got everything I need.
I wish
right
that Grindhouse radio blows up.
Oh God! Well, I don't want to be
you
here
didn't
when that
specify.
Happens. I don't want. Don't want to be in the actual building when that happens.
Well, not
you know
that blown up.
Remember, you have
screw
to specify.
I'm a good blown up. A good blown
remember,
up.
Remember. Genies are chaotic neutral. They'll be like, you didn't specify.
You know what? You're right.
So you got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
You got to be very specific.
I thought I was being sweet. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
No,
I take
good.
It. It was very heartfelt of you.
I'm going home.
But then this guy. I'm just kidding.
I know,
can you wait another hour or so? Then you could go home.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Long enough to do the ditty.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Oh, man. So right.
I don't know. Do you want me to do one more, or is that it?
I think that's it for now, but what we should do is definitely take a break.
Okay.
He just shut
because,
you down.
Because...
I got...
No,
you know, I have more
down.
For next week, then.
You have more for next week.
That's
we
fine.
Have rollover, baby. That's what we do. Oh. We do rollover. It always goes right into the next show, and so on and so forth. Next up, we have Kevin's Comic Book Corner for the week, and we'll be right back with... The Grindhouse Radio.
Biggies.
Hi, this is Ricky Simons, the voice of Grr on Invader Zim. And you're listening to Grindhouse Radio.
Hey guys, are you following us on social media?
And if not, how dare you?
You should be following us on Facebook and Instagram at The Grindhouse Radio.
And if you have Twitter, at The Real GH Radio.
And make sure to check out our YouTube channel at The Grindhouse Radio.
Don't forget to tune in every single Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Be sure to check out our full schedule at thegrindhouseradio.com.
The Grindhouse Radio. It's where it's at.
Kev's Comics Corner, where I talk about my opinions on anything nerdy and geeky.
Brought to you by Entertainment Earth, where pop culture lives.
Holy hot fudge, Zambo and Kim. It's Kevin's Comic Corner.
By God, you're right.
Don't get Kevin angry. You won't like when Kevin's angry.
All right, since we've still got a couple more weeks until New York Comic Con comes out, and we've got a few, what I'm hoping for, a few major releases that will give me some material to finally go over. Well, once, of course, I go over my spooky topics for Halloween, which still got to come. Well, in the meantime, I'm going to talk about random stuff that I can find to pass the time, since, well, I want to save certain topics for later when they come out and a bit more reasonable. Anywho, today's subject will be a new release that just hit Netflix not too long ago. This, for those of you who haven't seen it and or have heard of it,
This would be the newest Netflix original film called Next Gen. From what I've researched about the movie, or at least what I've seen, the film is based on a short webcomic, or ongoing series. Again, it's not very clear, it's a little hard to tell from what I could find, but it is based on a comic, so that technically counts up for me to cover. So, as I've said, Next Gen is a new film by Netflix. The story focuses on a young girl who lives in a sort of 30s to 40 plus years in the future, where pretty much robots have become a common household thing, where virtually practically everything is a robot. Door, your bowls of soup, trash cans, whatever, it's a robot. And from here on, she ends up meeting a particular kind of robot who's a new generational. While, of course, everybody else seems to like the idea of robots being technically everybody anywhere in the world, she's not really a big fan of it. That is, of course, until she runs into a particular kind of robot of her own, which seems to be highly advanced and full with a lot of weapons and capabilities, which seems to have been built for a specific purpose, which I will not spoil for anybody. But, yeah, it's a very good movie, has a lot of good themes. It's not quite perfect, and some of the tonal shifts might be a little off for you. Best way to describe it is think of Big Hero 6 meets WALL-E. Maybe a little bit of iRobot 2 mixed in. But hey, I think it's a good watch. You might enjoy it. And hey, if you got the time, maybe even your kids will like it. All right. If you have a Netflix account, be sure to check it out. And if you can somehow find the source material, wherever it is, I'm sorry if I'm mixing this up. But hey, if you can find the source material, give it a check out yourself as well. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Hi, this is Stan Lee, and you're listening to Grindhouse Radio with my old pal Brimstone. Excelsior.
And we are back to the Grindhouse Radio.
Look at that.
Boom, yes. Shalaka-laka, boom.
Yo.
Boom, shalaka-laka, boom.
Say what, say what?
Shalaka-laka, boom.
Say it again. Say it again. Again. What?
Anyway,
we were on the same level. That was good. That was good.
Did you guys see the
what's up?
The new rap beef between Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem?
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently, MGK is going to be doing an EP.
He should retire.
It's going to be crazy.
He should just stop making music at this point. Eminem.
Isn't the
Eminem
rule of 90s rap like don't mess with the white boy? And that's what he's
Well, the thing is like I was listening.
Eminem got roasted?
Well, all right. So Machine Gun Kelly, long time ago, sent a tweet tweeted something about Haley, Eminem's daughter.
Oh yeah,
speak into the microphone, engineer.
Eminem, no, I'm sorry. Machine Gun Kelly tweeted out something about Haley, Eminem's daughter, saying that like she was hot and things like that, and it pissed Eminem off. Eminem did a diss track recently.
Yeah, I heard all that.
Well, that's not what he did the diss track off of. Machine Gun Kelly came out with a diss towards Eminem.
Getting to that. So then Eminem called out Machine Gun Kelly and a few other rappers in his most recent album. Machine Gun Kelly was the only one to respond back with a diss track specifically about Eminem. And then Eminem just recently fired back with his song, what was it called? Killshot?
Killshot. The problem with it is like when you listen to Machine Gun Kelly's song, it's not really a diss. Like I think he mentions Haley in it once. But like all the gist of his song is Eminem's the best, he's been the greatest, and he has a weird beard. That's pretty much if you break the whole thing down.
But the weird beard thing is, what is it? Eminem had or said something or was in a song calling someone's beard weird, basically saying they're getting old and they should retire. So he's using that against them.
I feel you, but when you listen to the whole song, a lot of it just sounds like Machine Gun. It doesn't even really sound like a diss.
It sounds like half a diss. I mean, Eminem mentions it. It sounds like half a diss and half like kissing his ass.
And then Eminem just murders him.
Murder him.
It's
bad.
There's a little bit of murder.
It was a very good song.
Eminem's lyrics are just
as Michael Jackson would say,
him.
"Blood on the dance."
Did Eminem? Did Eminem diss Joe Budden also?
Yeah.
Yes.
He dissed a lot of people.
Well, I don't know Joe well, but I did a cameo in one of his videos.
Only the smartest didn't respond.
Wow. Yeah, kind of.
No, because they knew they'd get ripped apart. Because they knew they would get ripped apart. You know what I mean?
No, not with a diss track though.
Especially by Eminem.
Like, yeah.
I feel like it's a big. I feel like it's a good ploy though by Eminem, trying to get them to step up their game and get a little more intricate with their lyrics.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't think. I feel like there's a bit of a conspiracy. Anybody cares? Because he went after some guys that are like super young. They're like new to rap game. I don't necessarily think that they care.
Oh, yeah. But at the same time, like, Lil Yachty, he's trying to be like, hey, man,
I don't know if
show me
shot,
what you really
took
got.
Shots at Lil Yachty, but Lil Yachty said that he doesn't really care about the old rappers like Biggie, Tupac, and all that stuff. So
well,
you know, he's not really going to care that
Lil
he's
Yachty
not a real,
needs
you're not
to
a real rapper then, pal.
Go
sorry,
away.
Go away.
If you don't respect where the it's come from, then you should not be.
This
in the
is
game.
The picture yeah. I showed you of that kid the other day with the tattoos on his face.
I should beat the
no,
snot
that's,
out of him.
No, that's Lil Xan.
Your Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty's different.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
you're right.
That?
Lil Yachty's the one that did the Sprite commercial. He's got like the red curls or whatever and the beads in his hair. You know what I'm talking about?
He loser. Anyway, what's the other dude's name with the stuff on his face?
Lil Xan.
Lil Xan.
That's the one I showed you picture the other
Lil
day.
Lil Xan O'Brim with the big
I
hand.
Don't
I'll
hate
knock
Post
you
Malone.
Down
I
like a hammer,
I don't, hate on Post Malone either. I don't hate on him either. He's got some good tracks. He's got a good set of pipes on him.
What's funny was he takes a little bit of a shot at Iggy Azalea also on the song, and she did not find it.
Yeah, because she knew
very
that.
Flattering. Yeah, she did not
Iggy.
Like that very much.
Yeah, well, if she responds, she knows she's going to get ripped apart. So.
Yeah. That used
I
to be the rule.
Put my
yeah.
name in bow.
You don't start beef with Eminem because you will bury your career.
Yeah,
that's usually
exactly.
How it happens.
That's how it always works.
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's
I don't
why.
Understand.
Because Eminem
he's
is
such a good
lunatic,
writer.
And
he's
just
legend.
Very good at going for the jugular.
Yeah, he will go for your weakest points and exploit them.
Yeah. Exploit them.
Well, yeah. In his music.
I mean, but it's music. That's the thing. Well, it's just music.
I'm not saying it doesn't create.
Yeah, but that's what, you know, there's always. Distracts
I just still feel like it's a good ploy to get them to try their hardest at trying to see. Let me see what you got.
I don't
now.
Think that's what he was trying to do.
I feel like though,
because I know that Eminem specifically said the only reason he mentioned or what is it, Machine Gun Kelly in that song was because of the tweet.
Well, yeah, and that would make sense.
Yeah, that's the only reason why he mentioned. He didn't even really mention Machine Gun Kelly when the album came out. It was like a one-liner thing, yeah. And then Machine Gun Kelly was just like, "Oh, you."
First
you,
of all, Eminem
you,
made
you
Machine Scallion. Gun Kelly because I had no idea who the hell he was until the stupid diss track came out.
Yeah,
but
to be honest,
Machine Gun Kelly is a nobody.
The song itself, the diss that the MGK did, like it sounds good. Like
it does.
Oh, it sounded
like,
good.
It sounds very.
I listened
good.
To it. Yeah.
Like, but then when you break it down lyric by lyric, I mean, a lot of songs crap. Sound ridiculous when you break them down by their lyrics. But
oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't even, like I said, it doesn't even sound like a diss track. Most of it is him saying how Eminem
how
was the greatest
is.
Ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's true. I agree.
We should have a GHR rap battle, not between us, but like
I was
going to
say, that'd
people.
Be bad. That would be absolutely terrible. I can't sing or rap, so
I got you.
We'd be in trouble.
I got you, Greer.
Yeah, Brim's from Uniondale. He could probably spit a few bars.
I got
bars.
You, Greer.
I can't spit for anyone. I mean, I can use other person's
lyrics.
I could lyrics,
spit.
Yeah, that
I can't spit anywhere else.
I
could accumulate spit.
I changed it up for example, by the way.
Very impressive, yeah. Kim.
Thank you. I
changed it up for you. Ready? Ready?
Well, go.
1-3-2 to the 4. Oh, see?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, see?
Isn't it 4-3-2 to the 1?
Yeah, but I changed it up.
Oh, you did the reverse.
Yes. No, I changed it 1-3-2 to the 4.
You did do it.
Yeah, see, I changed it up. Because usually, you know, he says, Zambo's like, oh, it's your go-to, 4-3-2 to the 1. So I said, you know.
4-3-2-1,
yeah.
That's Brim's go-to, and I let him
that's
run.
One of them.
Oh,
that was a good
pew,
one,
pew, pew.
Listen, Z.
That's all I got.
Listen, little Z.
Oh, that'd be awesome. You guys should take a little time.
Little
and
B and little Z. Bing, bing.
Come out with
diss track between Zambo and
nothing
Brim.
Little about me. Oh, what's up?
Big B. Little Z.
Are you a mumble rapper? Oh,
maybe. No.
You were doing that.
Mumble rapper. All
right, so how about this? How about this? I'm going to see if we can get DMC or what do you call it? You know, one of the hip hop guys we know. Come down into studio and we'll battle each other.
He'll train
and
us.
Then,
he'll train
he'll,
us in one or two segments.
No, he can't,
and then we'll go at it.
He can't train us, but he's gonna judge. He'll
ooh.
Say who takes down maybe
well,
Dinko D.
Already.
That's what I was thinking.
Dinko D.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown.
We'll do it like
maybe, maybe
do it like an American Idol kind
of
thing.
Down.
You get three of them, and then you two battle it out, and they decide which one wins.
Do we have people voting?
Yeah,
we'll Facebook Live it, and then whoever joins gets to say who they think should win. But it really ultimately comes down to the two or three judges.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
There you go. I got you, Z.
All right.
Oh,
he's
totally.
Gonna be so mean to me, though.
I don't know. It depends.
What do you call it? It'll be fun, and then Alex can make the beats.
Right, like a
I'll
GHR.
Just stick to the.
I'll be
pack.
In the background going.
And Kim gets to be the hype.
That's what I was gonna say. All right, we get to pick who gets to be who's hype person.
Ooh, we gotta be Blueface.
You got either Tom or Kim.
All right,
we
could tag team.
Hype person.
No,
we could tag team.
They're just the crowd.
Yo, I'll hype it up.
They'll just be the crowd.
Kim be Kim.
I'll be the host. I'll be the host.
Kimberly.
Kim will go up there and start beatboxing.
That's funny. Yeah, no, we could do it. You can hype.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, Z. Yeah, boy. How you doing, Z? Up in here doing it his house when the Bible's in it. Yeah, that's what you should do. Yeah, you should do that.
Maybe. Mr. You could be like, yo, zippity a. for Disney up in there, you know?
You are so white, Kim.
No, no, that's Disney. That's why he would say it.
Oh, that's true.
Well, wintertime is
dun, 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 that one.
So,
zippity doo da, zippity a.
We could
get
do
it?
We could have fun with
I
that.
I think we could pull it off. I think it'd be fun.
I definitely think that Dinko and C. Brown would come through for
it. All right, all right.
They'd have fun. From
let's talk to him. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, maybe we get lucky and get busted down, too.
Ooh. Is he going to bust the rhymes?
He'll tear us apart.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a fun
let me hear you about it. And just rip us a new hole. Like, what did he even
yeah,
say?
He'd tear you guys to pieces.
He'd rip us a mile a minute.
What he's saying,
he'd rip us a mile a minute.
Speaking
exactly
so fast.
Let's be honest. He'll just walk in the door and you guys are done.
Yeah, we're out. Like, yeah. I'm out.
I'd play. I'd be able to come back with some stuff.
I believe.
And Busta Rhymes? Bad.
Listen, man, I came from the same hood as Busta did. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but Busta made a living doing
I came from
it.
Brooklyn.
Oh.
I made a living doing stuff and things, too.
Not rapping, though.
Not rapping, though. All right. I did do a few tricks.
But you did rap some guys and throw them.
I did. Thank you, Kimberlina. I like that.
See? I don't know. I'm trying to.
Point.
See? I'm trying
she's
to
my, she's my hype girl. You get Tom. Greer's negative.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
He's a negative
Sorry,
Nancy.
We're fine.
Don't worry, Tom. I'll hook you up. I'll help you out.
All right, sweet.
Tommy Tom. That's right. Some people may call me Pickles, but I'm not Pickles. I'm Mr. Greer.
Wait, and then he could hold a tomato in his hand when he walks in with a robe, and then he slams it on the floor. He goes, tomato! And just get ready.
That peak.
That just worried the hell out of me. I don't know what just happened there, but that was interesting.
She just slammed a tomato on the ground.
Yes, she
it's
did.
It's fine.
It's all right.
It just made sense in my head.
On the ground.
Yeah. May not have made sense to a lot it's of people, fine. But it made sense to me.
It was
and
one
then,
of the rotten
and
ones
then afterwards,
earlier.
After it,
yeah.
We'll team up.
Yeah.
We'll team up. They'll do the hype stuff. We'll team up, and we'll do a gangster rap track.
Oh, Jesus.
A gangster rap track, and then we'll do a video for it.
Yes.
And then we'll dress the two of them up, and you'll get, like, dreads or something.
Can we do it in the style of how The Office did it, in the style of the Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Scranton,
I've never seen that.
Boy.
I will write a Beastie Boys song, like, tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, man.
So,
okay.
I hope
we do this. This kind of makes me excited now.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit Dinko up. When can we set it up?
Probably before Christmas. Let's do it then.
Is it that far from now?
No, but obviously we have time.
All right, we'll
figure
it
out. Schedule.
I'm gonna text. I'll text Dinko with the break.
Yeah,
what
let's
do you
see
call
what
it?
We got. See what we got.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
but we're gonna have to really go
we're
balls
have to
deep
work.
Into that one.
We're gonna have to work.
Start right now, guys.
Yeah.
And you guys gotta get like the gold, like looking. What do you call
get some grills?
Gold robes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear my affliction.
Get some grills.
Money.
Grills.
Yes. Grills.
How do I freestyle
and then walk in with like barbecue. And I know you mean
yeah, I was
going to
say no. I meant
but,
teeth grills.
But like walk, it'd be funny because, you know, then you walk in with actual grill stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That'd
you guys should
funny.
Do some rap covers. You guys should do some covers and then do grills except have like barbecue grill equipment with you.
Perfect.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, yeah, but
right?
Like, cover actual grills.
That's pretty interesting.
Fair have
grills?
The Nerf guns instead of like real guns.
The air grills.
And just like
gangsta. But, okay. Coming right. off, again, before we forget, because I'm going to forget this, coming off of Kev's Corner, I feel like we should get a little nerdy. Henry Cavill's not going to be Superman anymore.
Yeah.
I know.
Everybody's dropping out.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't like him anyway.
Neither did I. But then again, I don't really like Superman movies.
Me neither.
You know,
well,
I like the originals.
Especially since, like, especially in Man of Steel, he wasn't really a superhero because he kind of destroyed the entire city. But
I was okay
but what
with
are
the
your
Kevin
thoughts,
Spacey
though?
Though.
Because apparently
thoughts?
They're thinking of Michael B. Jordan playing his part.
I say do it. They screwed up the DCEU. So
I don't
much.
Hold on a second. As Superman?
Possibly. Yeah.
They screwed
no!
up they screwed up the
no!
cinematic universe so much in recent years that I feel like they should just go for balls to the wall and just see what sticks.
Nah.
No.
No.
I'm not with that at
not
all.
Listen,
with it.
Again, it's an iconic character. You cannot change an iconic character
oh,
like that.
Superman's
no.
a Mary Sue.
You could do Steel. Let him do Steel. Okay, Steel was the Superman that was an African-American Superman
mm-hmm.
when they had the Rise of the Superman or whatever the hell that thing
okay.
was. Okay. That I can see. And that's a fantastic that. Thing. And he is one of the most amazing actors out there right now.
Yeah.
I think he's absolutely
Michael B.,
phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Absolutely, like, top of the line, top-notch, awesome freaking actor. But how are you going to... You can't.
Not
you can't.
Superman.
Not Superman. It's an iconic character. And it's look, and just like Sam Jackson, I love Samuel Jackson. He's not Nick Fury. Nick
yeah,
Fury.
But I feel like Nick Fury is one of those characters where you could have gotten away with it, you know?
Only because people, because he's more obscure. All right? He's more obscure.
Like, Superman's Superman. Like, Superman's been the same
from
the beginning. Forever.
He is the same character, and except for when they did the rise or the dawn of the Superman or whatever it was, and they had like four different Supermen. It was like a boy, but that was a specific storyline.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't like that.
But it wasn't Superman. It wasn't Clark Kent.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It was a specific guy that changed into Superman or something like that. Mm. You know, you can't do that. It's like Batman. You can't do that. Batman is Bruce Wayne, and you know if you did a storyline and that Bruce Wayne died, and you know what I mean, and now all of a sudden a new person took his place.
Well, that's
and
Terry
the person,
McGinnis,
and the person is he black?
No.
Okay,
that's who Will Friedle played in Batman Beyond.
Okay, but if he died and somebody who was black, you know, took over, then I can accept that. You know what I'm saying? Superman is Superman. There is no other Superman. He is the one and only. It's not a gimmick. It's not Batman, who anybody could don the mask. Superman, mm-hmm. That's him. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's not like a guy. And again, I would say it if it was another white guy, too. Why, you know, Superman is Superman. You know what I mean? But
at the
end of the day.
Like, anybody, you got to have the look for Superman.
Yeah,
like you got to be able. Like I know it's a cartoon, I know it's a comic book, but you got to be able to picture that guy in the comic books.
Yeah, there are characters Superman that are iconic that you cannot change. It's like saying I'm going to make a new Wonder Woman. She's going to be Asian. I'm sorry, I love Asians. There's nothing bad about it. But Wonder Woman is not an Asian character. You can't. You can't change that.
Oh no, it's
she's Amazonian.
Okay, fine. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
It's the character itself. Wonder Woman is one specific character. That's her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, she doesn't wear a mask.
Like, I get when you do it with James Bond, because all that stuff's just a code name.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that
is. That's why you can get away with it.
I could, like Idris Elba. Like, I could totally see him.
I mean, even though he's not doing it,
that actor, what's the actor?
Idris Elba.
No. The other one.
Daniel Craig.
Michael B. Jordan. Him as 007 would be badass.
The thing is, though, no American has played a Bond, and the one that was going to, Burt Reynolds, said, no, I can't, because then it takes away from how the British are portrayed in those movies. So that's why he
really?
Didn't do it.
Oh.
That's why he didn't do it.
Who, Burt Reynolds?
Burt Reynolds.
Really?
He was originally going to be Bond, but then I believe Dalton took his place.
James
Bond.
Timothy Dalton.
It's crazy that he said he didn't want to do it.
It's crazy that he didn't do it. But he said, you know, it's not like a limit. It's like, no, it's a respect thing. Like,
Michael B. Jordan would be amazing.
I feel like that'd be awesome.
As a 007.
He would be great as a Bourne character. Like, a Jason Bourne character. Jason Bourne-esque character. U.S. James Bond.
Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break because we have our sports.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whoop-de-whoop-whoop. I'm guessing. There's a lot of stuff that happened this
week
in sports.
I can't even begin to. I don't know how we're going to fit it into
a lot of tears.
There's a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe
a little tears. David Wright's retiring, and I'm a little sad about that.
Okay.
Well, the guy's like, broken.
Yeah,
so
I know, but like
it's like
him and Eli Manning are my last two childhood heroes.
Yeah,
well, that's it after they retire.
You should talk about on PNG.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll be back with the Grindhouse Radio.
Hey, this is Rocky Johnson. You are listening to the Grindhouse Radio.
Demand more from your beverage. Rez is a natural restoration beverage that has no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. Rez is made with 100 milligrams of plant-based glucosamine, which aids in joint lubrication, 100 milligrams of turmeric, antioxidants, electrolytes, vitamins, and minerals. Rez has no sugar, it's naturally sweetened, it has no caffeine, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and it's kosher. Rez has only 10 calories and 1 carb per bottle, and it's available in 3 great tasting flavors: orange mango, watermelon peach, and fruit punch. Rez offers great taste with benefits. Make sure to visit www.rezbev.com. That's www.rezbev.com.
Let's get ready to rumble!
It's the peanut gallery.
Peanuts, get your peanuts here. Get your peanuts right here.
Hey, Zambo, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Brim?
Oh, boy. It's time for the Peanut Gallery.
Aw, yeah.
With Scott and Tom, baby.
They argue sports, so we don't have to.
Darn Skippy.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to PNG. As always, I'm Tom.
And I'm Scott Eisenberg.
And Scott, we got a return and two departures.
Yes.
First off, David Wright pretty much announced his retirement last week on my birthday, which hurt a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
My favorite player, like I've said before, my only two childhood heroes left in sports was David Wright.
Yes.
And Eli Manning. It hurts. It really hurts, man, because he was the cornerstone. He was the franchise. He was the de facto franchise after, like, the years after Tom Seaver.
He was your Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
That's who he was, and he was the best Met you could ever possibly have. He was a great captain. He never did anything wrong. He held people accountable, and his body just gave out on him.
And to a fault, he was one of those guys where, like, he tried to play through anything.
Oh, yeah,
even
he did.
Because he knew that if he wasn't playing in his prime, the Mets were probably not going to win.
Oh, no, they weren't, and he knew it, and he put everything he had onto the field every day he could get onto it. And even these past 2 years where he couldn't get on the field, I knew behind the scenes David Wright was working to try and get on the field.
Absolutely. You could tell in the press conference he was crying. Like he was tearing up a little bit because he knows that he put all of his work into coming back and he physically can't, which it sucks.
It's devastating.
I hope I have enough money to get to his last game because tickets are expensive. But I surprisingly say good job by the Mets for the way they're handling this.
It's definitely a good job. It's a better job than the Bills are handling the Vontae Davis situation.
Oh, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to fight you on that. It's better than Vontae Davis is handling the Bills situation.
It's both a mess. It's all a mess.
Because as if nobody knows yet, Vontae Davis quit at halftime, retired at halftime.
During week two
when the Bills don't look good. Which I get it.
Nope.
But leaving at halftime, like in week two, just looks absolutely terrible.
Oh, it looks terrible. And the fact that he left, he literally got into the locker room, put on his street clothes, and walked out. Didn't say a word to the coaching staff, to any of his teammates, and just walked out.
I mean, like, I've seen bad. Like, I've seen some bad teams.
Oh, yeah.
Is it that bad in Buffalo? Or, like, because he said it was because he has a standard he needs to live up to. I'm doing air quotes, people. Bad radio.
Yeah.
But,
they can tell by your voice.
Yeah, they can tell by my voice. He said it was because he has a standard to live up to, and he's not living up to it, yada, yada, yada. I think it's mostly because the Bills look terrible, and he was guaranteed $5 million whether or not he plays anyway.
Yeah, well, so it's probably some of that. It's probably he doesn't want to lose. It's all – Buffalo's where people go to die. Their careers go to
die.
That's
true, yeah.
It used to be Buffalo and Oakland. Now it's just Buffalo.
Well, it's Buffalo and Cleveland.
Now it's Buffalo and Cleveland, too. But it's really bad, Tom.
It really is. But I don't really have a problem with him retiring before the season's over. I get it. It's a rough game. If you feel like you can't cut it anymore, then get out. But don't leave at halftime. Don't leave in the middle of a game.
Talk to your coaches, at least. Talk to somebody.
Talk to the players. Like, let the players know. Be like, guys, look, I don't think I can cut it anymore. Somebody else is going to have to step up. I'm going to have to call it quits. Let them know. Don't
exactly.
Just walk out on them. Like, what does it say about the Bills' locker room that somebody can literally just, without telling anybody, just leave?
Well, hey, between that and then the Steelers, who knows what's going on anymore?
I don't know, because apparently we all know Le'Veon Bell hasn't showed up. Apparently Antonio Brown didn't show up to practice, and the Steelers are a flat-out mess.
And Mike Tomlin always seemed to have it all together. It all made sense. He kept the chaos together. And now it's been blown up by TNT.
Absolutely. And this is like a shifting point in the Steelers because, I mean, like, I'm just going to assume at this point that Le'Veon Bell is not going to be back.
Yeah, well, at least till week 11.
I bet that they figure out this Antonio Brown deal. But if Antonio Brown winds up getting shipped out, I don't see why Big Ben's going to stay. He'll probably just retire. He's old as hell.
Yeah, he's Eli Manning's age. They're both the same age, basically.
And there's no way he's rebuilding.
No.
So, like, do we expect the Steelers to just, like, fall into this abyss of being bad?
They very well could be, because honestly, James Conner's a good running back. They have nothing outside of Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and Big Ben that really inspires confidence in that team.
Absolutely not. The defense looks like it's not
It's okay.
Good.
It's,
Yeah, but not enough to, like,
no.
Take you far somewhere. So it's going to be really interesting to see where all that goes. But, Scott, we're out of time.
Darn.
Thank you guys for listening. As always, I'm Tom Green.
And I'm Scott Eisenberg.
Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. But back to the Grindhouse Radio.
Hey guys, want to leave us some questionable voicemails? Give us a call at 516-308-0584. Again, the number is 516-308-0584. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey folks, this is David Fielding, Zordon from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and you're listening to Grindhouse Radio.
everyone. Welcome back to the Grindhouse Radio. We had our Sporty Sports PNG talking about some crazy stuff that's happening in sports.
Yes.
Man,
I didn't cry.
Man.
I teared up good man. When he took his press conference.
You're going to have a good time talking.
Is this
to,
his this
Tim.
Is his last season?
Well, they didn't like officially say I don't think in the press conference, I don't think they said retirement, but it's he's retiring after this. He said it's too grueling and like he's in pain all the time when he plays baseball.
He's broken.
Yeah.
He's like a broken man.
Yep, his back finally gave out from carrying the Mets for
12 years.
How old is he?
How old is David Wright? He's got to be in his late 30s. I'm going to look him up right now. I actually don't know.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah, the way you were saying, I thought you were going to say he's like 50.
He is 35.
35 and be broken like that. That's great.
He's got spinal stenosis.
Such a good time talking to Tim McCormack. Oof. Next segment.
We are going to have a good time with that.
You're going to have a great time talking to him.
Yeah. He's a
sport
guy.
Sports happens already.
No. Tim's going to be a sporty boy.
No, I understand. He said next segment. I was going to say PNG happened already.
Yeah.
Next segment, which is segment 6.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Next segment.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not that time.
I remember we were saying that we might get him on PNG at some point. I'm off. I'm sorry.
Maybe.
It's all good. It's all good.
Anyway, I just figured I know that you're going to enjoy having him.
Absolutely.
Oh,
he seems like a pretty cool guy regardless. So sports like
two things. There was a picture surfacing for the first look as Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker, and the first trailer of Mary Poppins was released, I think, the other day.
Still haven't seen it.
Looks absolutely amazing.
I saw opinion.
Just the trailer.
One, I didn't see the trailer for Mary Poppins yet, so I'm going to see that. We'll talk about that later. But two, I saw the pictures for Joaquin Phoenix, and it's like
not impressed.
Free makeup. It's nothing. It's just him in the non-Joker makeup on scene, basically.
Really?
Yeah,
and
so
I'm like,
maybe there's a story behind.
Well, it's because
it's going to be an origin movie.
Yeah, it's like he's a failed comedian.
Yeah, yeah. Which actually is one of the origins.
Is that really the story?
And that's why it works.
He's
a
failed comedian.
It was one of the. He's a failing comedian, and he has to get. This is the Killing Joke story. Which was one of the more famous books.
That's Jared Leto.
Type in Joaquin Phoenix.
It's Jay.
In the Killing Joke, he's a failing comedian, and what they do is he meets up with this mobster that he knows through a friend.
Q-U-I-N.
And they basically say, "Oh, we want you to do this thing for us, and don't worry, it'll get you some cash, and you'll be fine." Turns out they disguise him as the Red Hood, who was a known Batman villain, and they put him into the Ace Chemical plant, and then he falls into the vat, and that's kind of like what happens. That's kind of like how that 89 Batman happened, but with like a little bit of a twist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes
I'm
more
still
sense now.
With it. I tried to picture what he would look like with the makeup on when you saw him all skinny and stuff like that, and I'm still holding true that I think Joaquin Phoenix will do a really good job.
No, what the heck? I'll laugh anyway.
I'm holding judgment until I see.
Yeah,
footage.
Exactly. Like
I'm okay with it,
and I'm like glad that it was a surprise because, like, I instantly got a bad vibe on Suicide Squad when I saw Jared Leto's Joker.
Oh,
the second
we all
saw Jared Leto as Joker, I was like, "This is going to be terrible," because I did not like him.
And they didn't show any. They didn't show enough of him to make me want to like him either.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no redeeming on that one.
Yeah.
Sorry. And they cut so much.
I just want to see what DC's doing because it just seems like they're still in this. I don't know how to make a successful movie franchise.
Yeah, they're still like post Nolan.
They're all terrible.
Yeah, they're trying post Nolan and they're trying to do Nolan while not.
Justice League wasn't horrible.
Wonder Woman was good.
Wonder Woman was good. Don't know how Aquaman's
going to be.
Justice League was fine.
Jason Momoa is great. You know, I mean, hopefully that'll be. I don't know. We'll see.
The Batman movie is still on hold, so we're waiting on that.
Well, I think Affleck's going to be out too.
Affleck is out.
How do you do? I don't know.
You see, that's the thing. Here's what they should do. Because I heard with Henry Cavill being out as Superman that they might, instead of focusing on Superman, they might push the whole Supergirl thing. So if you're going to do that, let's just go right ahead and get Batman Beyond going.
I'd be down for that. I'd be 100%
yo,
with that.
Let me just have Supergirl.
Michael Keaton,
I'll
old
fly
Batman.
In the air.
Yes. Please, that'd be fine. Let's bring back that universe. Get Tim Burton on there as executive director. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Or assistant director to try and meld the universes
but,
that he
But, like, I don't
created.
Even have to have that. Just give me Michael Keaton as old man Batman and figure out who could play Terry McGinnis. I don't have an idea of who could be him, but
We'd
that
figure
would
it out.
Be fantastic.
We'd figure it out.
There's an old man Batman?
Yeah, you never watch Batman Beyond.
Have you ever seen Batman Beyond?
No.
So good.
So this turns out
you know, well, obviously this series has been out for a while, so I guess I'll spoil some of it. Turns out this gentleman named Terry McGinnis, who's a bit of a punk, a rapscallion, right, ends up finding his way into Wayne Manor. This is in the far future after Batman has long since, quote-unquote, disappeared.
Right.
And he finds the Batcave and accidentally turns it all on and gets to take a look at it, and he starts trying to fiddle with the stuff, and Bruce Wayne goes, what are you doing in my Batcave? Like, what are you doing here? And it turns out that he's like, okay, you want to like make up for breaking into my house and trying to steal stuff from the Batcave. You're going to put on this suit and you're going to make this up to me. And then eventually Terry McGinnis is like, oh man, I like this. I like being, you know, this Batman and saving people. And he's like, good, you're now Batman. I'll be your eyes and ears of the city while you're doing things. So he's so Bruce Wayne becomes the Alfred for Terry. And it turns out later that Terry's actually his illegitimate son. Later on in the series, it's Axe Fridell.
It's very good.
Rundown. Like Fridell was the voice of Terry.
It was done by the same people that did the animated series, I believe. Right?
Yes, it was.
And it was a great show.
It was
I love
glorious.
That show.
I still need to get that on a box set. I have Absolutely. The original animated series,
now,
but not that on box set.
Now for the Marvel side of that, it's become official that Avengers: Infinity War has ended its theatrical run to becoming the fourth largest grossing movie in North America box office history. So it earned about
behind Avengers 3, 2, and 1.
It earned about $678.8 million, defeating James Cameron's Titanic by $20 million. So worldwide, it collected $2 billion.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is insane. It was a great movie.
It was. So by $20 million, it beat Titanic. Iconic.
Do you think the next one will beat it, money-wise?
Beating that one.
This is a hot because there's a
Leaving
lot of
it
money.
On the cliffhanger that they did. I feel like they have a lot to prove, so I believe that it will beat their previous record.
I think it may, because if you've seen the first one, knowing there's a second one, how could you not see the second one?
Fair. Especially the way they ended it.
I you know what? I could possibly see
That's
it beating the Titanic again.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I'm saying beat it, not
so
not
wait,
tie
they're
it.
They're gonna make
I
another.
Mean, beat it.
You're saying they're making another Titanic?
No.
The Avengers.
Well, if you weren't on your phone, you would have heard the conversation.
No.
Well, they're making Titanic 2.
I'm smiling. It's a joke.
It beat Titanic by $20 million for the fourth largest. Yes, yeah. Avengers Infinity War.
Right.
So that beat for the fourth highest grossing movie in North American box office history.
Now, let me ask you a question. Does that include all DVDs and VHS sales and stuff like that?
I don't know.
Theatrical running sales. Just theatrical running.
Just theatrical run.
So what is the biggest selling
and 2 billion
movie
worldwide.
In general, you know, with everything including downloads and this and that and the next thing?
I think that may be hard to tell, but there may be a current list at least, probably.
Like I'm talking about of
you know
all time.
If Alex is starting to work that up.
Theatrical, I think Tom is also.
Let's see them both look that up. But in the meantime, we actually did have the primetime Emmys.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
And that finally finished. And we have the winners. Do you want me to list off a few things?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Just list the winners.
Yeah, I'll just list the winners. So the outstanding lead actor in a limited series or movie was Darren Criss for The Assassination of Gianni Versace, American Crime Story. Outstanding lead actress was actress.
Oh my God.
Is Regina King.
You know the
King,
actresses?
The actresses? Regina King from 7 Seconds. Outstanding directing for a limited series or dramatic special was Ryan Murphy for The Assassination of Gianni Versace, The Man Who Would Be Vogue. Outstanding writing for a limited series was William Bridges and Charlie Brooker for Black Mirror. Outstanding supporting actor in a limited series movie was Jeff Daniels in Godless. An outstanding supporting actress in a limited series was Merritt Weaver in Godless. Outstanding lead actor in a comedy series, my boy, Bill Hader. Outstanding lead actress would be Kim's girl, Rachel Brosnahan in The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Yeah, she's cool.
Outstanding directing was in a comedy series was Amy Sherman Palladino for Miss Maisel.
I can get her on the show. She's the one that I was on the flight with.
No way.
Yes.
That's awesome. So guess what? She won a few Emmys. So outstanding writing for a comedy series was Amy Sherman again for Miss Maisel. Outstanding actress, supporting actress in a comedy series was Alex Borstein from Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Mm-hmm. Love Marvelous Miss Maisel.
And your
Love
boy,
it.
Brim, outstanding supporting actor in a comedy series, Henry Winkler in Barry.
Oh, Henry.
Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah.
Good job. Yes.
Didn't Rick and Morty win an Emmy?
Rick and Morty won an Emmy, yeah. Oh, they won. Oh, yeah. Did they win an Emmy?
I have no idea.
The short form television. Yes. They won animated series, and then Robot Chicken won short form.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did. But no. That's fine. That's cool, right?
That's amazing.
Congrats to all the winners. Congrats, seriously. And congrats to all the runner ups, too. You guys did great.
I know we kind of.
Big.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They are very big. Oh. I know we spoke about it last week, very briefly, but SpongeBob SquarePants on Broadway here in New York City actually officially ended this week. Oh. And a lot of people are upset. I didn't get to see it. I would have loved to see it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I had no interest to see it.
Yeah.
I heard mixed things. I heard it was good. I heard it was bad. And I was like, it's not going to be SpongeBob. You know, like, I love SpongeBob.
It's one of those things where you just, it's
not
like
Tom Kenny.
You just got to see it.
That's I don't want, I mean, again, I'm not really a Broadway person. Like, there's some things I wanted to see. I wanted to see Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see The Lion King eventually because it's just such a classic one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, SpongeBob, I just, I just had no interest. Like, it's not Tom Kenny doing the SpongeBob voice. It's not all, you know.
They had his voice at the end. They had Tom Kenny, I guess, voice it. And he goes, "This is the last Broadway of SpongeBob SquarePants ever." And everyone in the theater was like, "No."
Oh,
because
wow.
They were upset because, you know, it's the last one.
Ending their run.
Wait, on Broadway? Or
still excited for Doubtfire?
Are they
going
to do it off of Broadway?
I don't know. I heard mixed things that
we'll just have to wait and see, really.
They were going to renovate the actual place and then go somewhere else and do it. Now I'm hearing that they may not do it, and I don't know. I've heard also maybe they'll do off-Broadway. I know some people as well. Yeah, that's why I've heard a bunch of things, but no one knows because no one says anything correctly.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll see. I may have it in on that. I'll find out. But anyway, Alex pulled it up. Adjusted for inflation, the highest grossing film as of 2016 is actually Gone with the Wind, with I'm having a stroke.
$3 billion, $640 million.
Thank you.
Lord.
And 39 cents.
No.
I'm just kidding. No, I know.
And wait, then, so Gone with the Wind.
Is this like, it's movie, it's box office?
No, so I tried looking for like box office plus DVD, like that doesn't exist.
Yeah, they don't show it.
This is highest grossing films adjusted for inflation, which time. I was very surprised that Gone with the Wind is
so
this is
the order. It's Gone with the Wind. Here's the order. Gone with the Wind, Avatar, Titanic, Star Wars, The Sound of Music, E.T., The Ten Commandments, Doctor
Zhivago,
Jaws, and Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Thank you,
and that's
Zhivago.
And that's from 1 to 10.
Thank you.
Zhivago?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Because she was going to butcher the hell out of it.
That's why I kind of was saying it before.
You didn't even give me a chance to even say it.
I know you by
now. Try and say it.
Zhivago.
Because we just said it.
She got it.
Because you didn't give me a chance even. I was like, Zhivago.
Zhivago. All
right.
It's fine. It's a hard one.
Kim's like,
shut up, guys.
Yeah, you didn't even give me a chance.
Zhivago.
Thanks for the assistance, but God.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And that was as of 2016, though.
Yeah, that was as of 2016. I can't find a newer, adjusted for inflation.
Hasn't been done yet. The math probably hasn't been done yet. That's all right.
But if we were...
That's crazy, though. I mean, I knew Avatar was pretty up there. Still haven't seen it, but I knew it was up
there.
You've
never seen Avatar?
I haven't seen Avatar.
It's pretty good.
You need to go see Avatar.
I've seen a lot of things. It is a visual treat.
Everyone, I've seen a lot of things, but
it is okay.
You haven't seen. It's fine.
It's space Pocahontas.
You know what? I have no drive to really be like, ooh, I really need to see
it. Yeah, it's not like the greatest movie in the world, like everybody likes to say it is. It's okay.
Just think Pokemon.
It looks great
with
like
blue people.
Like visually it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Because all like the bioluminescence like
Thing
look.
I heard it.
But like we've just said, it's alien Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, is that anything wrong with that?
I love Pocahontas.
No musical numbers though, I will admit.
Pocahontas.
Oh, and Sigourney Weaver's there for some reason, so yeah. No, what? She was actually a key character.
Yeah, I was gonna say she's a big deal.
She was a pretty big character in that movie.
You know what I did earlier today?
What's up, Bob?
I took the clue, the Golden Girls clue from Entertainment Earth, and I put it into the glass cap.
We know. We think it's Brim and I both agreed that it may be a limited edition, so we're like, you know what?
You guys agree. We talked about it last week.
I know, but like we discussed it again and we're like,
yeah, you can't open that.
Fine.
Yeah, we didn't.
If there's ever another one that comes into our possession, then we'll consider.
Yeah,
maybe. I was very tempted on opening it.
No, you can't.
Speaking of board games, I now have Monopoly on the Switch, so we can we can play up to six people and all hate each other.
I have it too. We can play it over on the internet.
Oh yes!
But before we do that, so much fun. We have to do a dart tournament. We said we were going to do that last week.
We do need to do a dart.
We need everybody in the office for that, though.
Yeah, we were going to do a bracket, remember?
Yeah. Live stream. Well, we got to live stream it.
We do. And it's
my little brother was here when we were putting my computer together.
Yes, he was.
And
you guys did it here.
He will.
Yeah, I told him to bring it here.
He will give you guys a run for your money.
Mm-hmm. Is he really good at it?
He was like just drilling them like just. It was insane. Like, yeah, he was calling out
the
shots.
The two of them went at it. I'm like,
me.
I'm just sitting there working on
and
the computer,
getting
stuff together.
And I was like, okay, I didn't know you were good at darts. I've lived with you my whole life, and I can't believe that you're this great at darts.
Kept on reciting
had
the same
had
jokes.
He actually played before?
Yeah, or? he said that he works for the town. He works for the town of Babylon.
Okay.
And he said, like, when it rains or, like, when there's nothing to do, they're usually in the shop, and they just have a dartboard in the shop that they
see,
literally just
see, that's it. It's the key.
Did he love our board?
Oh, he said
that
was cool.
He used my darts. He used Tom's darts. He basically went around and used almost everybody's darts but yours, I think. Yeah. Well, we didn't know what yours were. So
don't taint my things.
Did you make him touch my darts?
I don't know if he found
it. No, he didn't use yours.
I didn't care.
Mine,
it's okay.
I know.
Steve's, I think.
Yeah,
your brother is welcome to borrow my darts.
Why don't we do this, guys?
The 10th one for the bracket.
It's the first time seeing the studio, by the way, too.
Yeah, he loved it.
Did he love it?
Yeah, he said it was awesome.
Guys, let's do
this. The one that had come to the old studio.
Yeah.
Let's keep cutting off Kim.
Yeah, let's keep cutting me off. Let's do this, guys.
So let's do this.
We have our girl, Desi, from Games Geek Tech, coming up. And then...
we will be back with the Grindhouse Radio and our special guest, Tim McCormack. I am so excited. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is No Rock Song. You're listening to the Grindhouse Radio with Zambo, Kim, and Brim. Later.
Hey, guys. Are you following us on social media?
And if not, how dare you?
You should be following us on Facebook and Instagram at the Grindhouse Radio.
And if you have Twitter, at the Real GH Radio.
And make sure to check out our YouTube channel at the Grindhouse Radio.
Don't forget to tune in every single Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Be sure to check out our full schedule at thegrindhouseradio.com.
The Grindhouse Radio. It's where it's at.
GHR presents
Games, Geeks, and Tech,
featuring Desi Sanchez. Hey everyone, it's time for the Games, Geeks, Tech Talk. I'm Zambo, filling in for Desi, and here are a few of the highlights of this week's tech news. Instagram is now allowing you to slide into those DMs in style. Instagram Direct now is allowing GIFs with Giphy. This allows you to share animated GIFs privately to your friends or co-conspirators and search for specific ones via tags. For example, like GHR or Grindhouse Radio. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. With an interesting Send Random feature to really spice things up. The feature should be rolled out to everybody already, but if not, you'll see it in the upcoming days. Up next, Samsung has announced a brand new phone with a triple camera setup. The Galaxy A7 is the first phone from Samsung to enter the three-camera phone market, and its specs are as follows. A huge 24-megapixel sensor with autofocus, a 5-megapixel depth lens, and an 8-megapixel wide-angle lens. Very big and should easily cover 120 degrees of everything you possibly could want out of a phone's camera. The phone specs itself, though, include a 6-inch full HD AMOLED display, a 3300 milliamp-hour watt battery, with up to 128 gigabytes of expandable storage. The phone itself is set to release October 11th. And the juicy part of the fruit this week is Amazon announcing an expanded lineup for Amazon Echo and Alexa products. There are a wealth of updated products and brand new ones with Alexa's integration. The list of products includes a new Echo Dot, the Echo Plus, a microwave, a smart plug, and a wall clock. That's right, you can cook a potato with Alexa. Cook me a potato. There are many more products announced, but you can always check out the articles all over, including the ones over at GoGGT.com, because we are all out of time for the week. Have a good one, and as always, back to the Grindhouse Radio.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to the Grindhouse Radio with Zambo, Brim, and Kim.
And we're back to the Grindhouse Radio, and we have our special guest! So tonight, we're going to have a good friend of mine. We met each other in Rochester probably about like 5 or 6 years ago right now. Matter of fact, we met the same time Marilyn Gigliotti and I met.
Oh.
And, he is a very, very down-to-earth guy, one of my good friends in the industry. Even though we don't get to see each other often, you know, I love him dearly. Welcome, everybody, to the Grindhouse Radio from Star Trek The Next Generation, Ensign Bennett himself, Mr. Tim McCormack. How you doing, brother?
Hello, Tim.
Hey.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and Brim, my brother. How are you?
Doing all right, man. Hopefully, I introduced you nicely.
That's pretty nice. I hope I live up to it.
You better live up to it. I'm putting it all on stake here, man. You know, so how are things going? Haven't seen you in a minute.
No, we haven't seen each other in a while. The last time I saw you physically, you looked good. And then I saw pictures on Facebook of you and your wife, and, well, you didn't look as good as her.
Well, oh. Don't make me slap you through the phone, Tim. But thank you.
She's a lovely woman.
Yes, yes, she is. My wife is gorgeous. Unfortunately, I'm kind of ugly. It is what it is. Look at Zambo looking at me. He's like, what, kind of? I'm very ugly? That's kind of messed up.
I'm not saying anything while I hold a cute little baby pig. Okay?
You're horrible, man. You're mean to me. Nothing.
Yeah, we're holding baby pigs.
They're holding baby pigs.
It's a pivotal
right
moment.
Now. It is.
Whoa. People are holding pigs?
Yes.
In New Jersey?
In New York.
Thank you. We're not that horrible.
Wow. You just alienated a whole big portion of our listeners.
Oh, they know who they are.
As long as they're not Staten Island, it's okay, right? So what do you call it?
We're not talking about pizza, we're good.
So I was letting Mr. Greer here know that you're a big sports guy also. And what do you call it? Were you watching like the Mets game or something? What game are you watching?
I'm watching the Braves play St. Louis, and it's not off to a really good start for my Braves. They gave up 3 runs in the top of the first, and St. Louis has a guy pitching that is like, I think, 16-4 and hasn't lost on the road this year. So, you know, good luck. Do I hear pigs in the background? I've never had a conversation on a phone with a pig in the background.
That's just Zambo.
Sorry. I'm getting excited.
The pigs are actually sleeping, believe it or not. They're passed out in their arms. It's hilarious.
It is adorable.
Yeah, they're sleeping.
And I am also, sadly enough, have been for years, a huge fan of the Buffalo Bills, who this year one is going to have to get used to 2 phrases. One is, here comes the punt team, and that's another 3-and-out. That's the kind of team they have this year. They have such a bad team. One of the guys yesterday at halftime quit playing football, put his clothes on, and left the stadium.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
David.
Wow, was that bad?
Oh. Yeah.
And tired at halftime. Didn't tell anybody. He just left.
Wow.
I gotta go now.
Yeah, what sucks even more is that he's at least guaranteed $5 million as long as he made the active roster. So, like, he retired and still is going to get paid $5 million from the Bills.
Wow.
There's something wrong about that. There's just, you know.
But you know what?
Or we all need to know how to find out how to do that.
After a while, $5 million does run out pretty fast, so.
Well, yeah, but yeah. But it's $5 million for the rest of his contract.
Oh, for the rest of his contract.
Like he's got to. They have to honor the rest of the guaranteed money he has left on his deal.
Oh, okay.
Which he's like 1,000 years old, so it can't be that much longer.
Wasn't there some baseball player with the Mets? And I want to say his name is like
Bobby Bonilla. Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid by the Mets like 20 years later.
Bobby Bonilla.
Every April. But your Braves are still paying John Smoltz. I mean, like, that was a better career in the end between Bonilla and the Mets and Smoltz and the Braves. But they're still cutting him checks.
They paid that. They could have paid him a couple million and been done with it. And I don't know the whole story, but I know every April he gets a really nice check. What? Like 2037.
Yeah. No, he's getting paid for a very long time. What sucks is they got Bonilla when they could have gotten Bonds. So, you know. Barry Bonds would have been a nice bit, but would have been a better play, in my opinion.
I knew they were going to have fun talking about a little bit of sports over here.
You are a fan.
Absolutely. I live and die by the Mets, and more than likely, I die by the Mets.
I think
he does.
I think that you should definitely have Tim on another time for the sports segment.
Absolutely.
You should do P&G.
Because I have the best Hank Aaron story ever that I lived personally.
Oh, that's awesome. Best.
Oh, the squealing. It's awesome. Did you hear the squealing?
He tried jumping out of my arms.
That's because I was talking about Hank Aaron. Everybody's squealing.
That's what I'm talking about. So you have a good... I'll save the Hank Aaron story for when you come back and do P&G.
Absolutely. I'd love to hear it.
That's a good
baseball
one.
Baseball history is like... That's why I love baseball. I love baseball for the game, and I love the history behind it.
It's
a goddamn good time.
I want to swing it. Dang, I want to swing it to your career a little bit. What do you call it? In terms of Star Trek.
There was, I got to tell you, we were signing it at one of the conventions that we always do, and what do you call it? I'm not going to say which one, but one of the cast members from your show actually hit on Kim so hard, it was absolutely ridiculous. I'm not going to tell you who it is on air. But I'm gonna let you know who it is off the air, and you're gonna laugh and laugh and
remember.
Laugh. Oh, I know. Oh, you exactly know who, it is. Who you did.
Okay, it's happened so many times. I just don't know.
It's scary.
We don't want to blow up their spot, so let's just be.
Oh no, we're not gonna say it on
so,
now.
So how was it on set of Next Gen?
It was, you know, when you talk to anybody when they find out you've worked on an iconic show or any kind of show, they think, how wonderful, how exciting. What they don't realize is that it's really like coal mining.
Uh-huh.
You're there on an average 17 hours a day, 6 hours before you take a break for a meal. And because of union contracts, they don't want to force actors and the cinematographer in, and they have to pay them extra money for that. So every day starts a little later.
Right.
And sometimes on Fridays, you were coming in for your call at 3 or 4 in the afternoon on a Friday, and shooting until 5 or 6 o'clock on Saturday morning and back Saturday morning.
Oh, wow.
And it's all dark except where you're shooting. You're there with 60-some people that you get to know better than anybody in the world, for good and bad. Breaks up a lot of marriages. You find, you know, it's like doing Andy and Mayberry in a sense. You figure out who Barney Fife is and the town drunk and Aunt B, and they're all there, They're all there.
Well, let me ask, were you the town drunk?
I was not.
Oh.
I was not. That seems to always be the standard painter.
That's crazy, though.
It's one of the highest rates of alcoholism painters in the film business.
Yeah.
And a standby painter may have perhaps the best job in film. I mean, when you're shooting a scene on any one of those sets, because they have breakaway walls,
okay,
and they're jacked up and the grips put them into place, they retape the seams. And they'll call the standby painter in, mm-hmm. and he'll take 2 minutes and throw down some paint to cover that up. So he may work 20 minutes a week. And when I left in 93, I think he was making like $3,500 a week.
Oh, wow.
And he does nothing. So it gives you a lot of time to do, well, other things.
My goodness.
Including what he called G jobs. Friends would bring things in and he'd paint them for their homes and whatnot. Anything you wanted or needed, you could get on the set of a TV show. Somebody knew how to find something if you needed it.
That's insane.
I mean anything.
So do you have any good stories, cast stories that you haven't necessarily put out there yet, or maybe that you have, but maybe the fans of GHR haven't heard?
Well,
any that you can tell
me really well, and
yes,
that I'm an easy guy to talk to, and I'm sure the people there with you can see already. A good Irishman is not holding back. I'm comfortable with everyone. and I was immediately friends with everybody on the show, and the guy I'm going to speak about, I liked a great deal, but it felt every day for 6 years like I was meeting him for the first time every day he showed up.
Let me guess, who's that?
Go ahead. Who do you think that might be?
The captain?
Patrick Stewart?
Patrick Stewart?
No. I used to bust his quijones all the time. Oh, he was great. He was a regular guy. No, it was LeVar Burton.
I was about to say, that was my second guess. LeVar Burton.
Really?
Yeah. It just felt, how you feel when you meet somebody for the first time? It's a little uncomfortable.
Right.
That's what it felt like every day for 6 years. I'm not that guy. And I couldn't figure it out. He did a lot of studying on it and worked at it. And he just wasn't very good with it, except once in a while, because it was a close show. If you were a big enough person for the studio, you could get a tour while we were shooting. And when there were children along, they would just flip out when they met LeVar, because they didn't see, Geordie LaFarge. They saw the guy from Reading Rainbow.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Reading Rainbow. Yeah,
yo,
yeah,
classic.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Oh, man, they'd go crazy over him.
Yeah.
They still do.
And it's hilarious.
And so, you know, we've met a couple of times in the green rooms, you know, signing at various events. And, you know, look, he's never been unfriendly, but he's not necessarily the friendliest person that I've met.
He's not coming through the door going, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
He's not that guy.
No, not at all. It is what it is, but
everybody's just
a
regular
guy.
Man.
It's just that, you know, that was just a weird kind of vibe to have. You know, we're not talking for a couple of weeks till we got to know each other. 6 years, 17 hours a day.
Wow.
You kind of get to know each other.
Yeah.
And
a smidge.
And from that standpoint, the guy that always made it really comfortable, and I thought I was going to see him at the end of October because I'm doing... I'm actually doing my first complete Star Trek con in Albany.
Yes.
The Northeast con. And they were bringing Jonathan Frakes in, but Jonathan is now has production. I think he must be directing something. Okay. He had conflicts and couldn't make it in. And I really wanted to see him because I haven't seen him in years, and he was the best.
Oh, wow.
I mean, when the days dragged on, he just made everything light and fun. You could watch him on any given day talk to the guy sweeping up the same way he would talk to someone like Colin Powell. And I saw those kind of things where people like Colin Powell come on. He talked to them the same way, just a regular good guy. And I was hoping to see him, but he had to cancel out on it, so... There's still going to be some good name people there, and I'm going to see some friends like, I think you know J.G. Hertzler, don't you?
Sounds familiar. Wait, where would I know them? From Star Trek 2, right?
Yeah, he did a lot of Deep Space Nine. He played Martok.
Yeah. I'm not well. I know we've met a couple of times.
He's another great guy. We will be together at this convention for the whole thing.
That sounds awesome.
That's great.
That sounds awesome. Well, I'm actually...
I wish you were going to it. That'd be nice to see you.
It would have been fantastic. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to have non-Star Trek people there.
No. I think it's all Star Trek. So if they come in, you know, you're not just part of the deal. You are the deal.
There you go.
And I've not experienced that. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Nice.
Well, you've been doing a bunch of different conventions, which is great. And what do you call it? I know that. How are your daughters, by the way? Is your daughter still doing, what was it? Was it basketball? I forgot what it was.
Oh, God, that's so long ago. That daughter is now a sophomore at Cornell.
Ugh, I'm getting old.
She is studying fashion business.
Oh, wow.
She's also an incredible songwriter.
Wow.
And I mean, she got herself an internship this summer with a major men's clothier in New York City. And for the entire summer lived in Chelsea and took the subway up to this place. She's also working for an online men's clothing company that anybody within the industry is looking at it as the next big thing. It's called Grailed, as in if you have a look you're looking for, they will find you the holy grail of the clothing that'll work for you.
Oh, that's clever.
And now have started a woman's division called Heroin that my 19-year-old daughter, when they went online this summer, she did their first piece in it and did the entire layout and wrote it and they just love her. So her career is going to go great. My oldest just walked in the door 10 minutes ago from working a festival in Ohio. That's her thing. She's a graduate of Niagara this last May.
Congratulations.
And just got hired by South by Southwest Music Festival.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she's going to be in Austin for a month in March. And from what I understand from what she's doing, that'll pretty much set her career that they sought her out and wanted to hire her. And my youngest one is she's out right now dancing. the beginning of the school year, each high school class does a performance for the entire school. And her being a senior, they've been working nightly on some kind of routine. Plus, she's in a real high-end a cappella group and has a voice like an angel.
Oh.
So when she's gone, I'll be that. Yeah, I'm going to be that empty nester with my belt pulled up right up under my nipples.
So,
but if I get to that point, I'm getting one of those walkers that has a seat on it.
And I'm gonna
there you go. On it and whirly gigs and horns.
You got to put flame. You got to put flames on it so it makes it look like you're walking faster.
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
Definitely, it has to have flames.
So
it's not complete without
and
the flames.
Somewhere to put a baseball card with a clip on it, so you know it can go through the spokes.
So what do you call it? Because we're coming towards the end of the show. Kim has a question, and I know that you are a joker. I really feel that you might have a really good story. So Kim, why don't you give him the?
Yeah, well, I like to ask this question for anyone who's usually been on set. Now, while you were on set, have you ever been pranked or have you ever pranked anyone?
He's trying to figure out which is the best.
How do I not incriminate myself with this?
You know what? I don't think I ever did prank anyone other than the normal back and forth jawing at each other. But no, I don't think a lot of that went on because they'd kill you. They'll just kill you at a certain point. You know, imagine you're in a studio right now with a handful of people. Imagine having to be in there 17 hours a day. You're either going to get along or you're going to kill somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we shoot each other.
And there is a very thin line. I mean, I did threaten to kill somebody once, but I wasn't a prank. I actually meant it.
Oh, damn.
We shoot Nerf guns at each other. So, you know, I mean, We're well adapted here to handle each other's obnoxiousness. But anyway, we're coming towards the end of the show. What do you call it? Where can everybody find you on the interwebs?
On the interwebs, Attica State Prison. Your information right there. They have to clear it.
Wait, cell block B?
I'm on Facebook. It's the only place I am right now is on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm too politically nasty to deal with Twitter. I rather see people in person if I'm going to tell them what I think.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go. So it's facebook.com/Tim McCormick?
It is Tim McCormick. Yes, it is. All day long. It's never going to be anything else.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Beautiful.
So
get ready for a follow.
And just one more time, let everybody know where they can find you at this new Star Trek convention.
It's going to be in Albany, New York, the last weekend in October. I think it's right downtown. If I've got it correctly, I think there's a convention center down there.
Is there a website?
Or you can. Yeah, I think that's where it is. That's where I'm going anyways. I hope somebody shows up there. I'll be just hanging around on the street corner going, "Hi, I'm Tim McCormick."
I'll give you a couple bucks. Hey,
that's just sad, you know? I don't have to go anywhere to do that.
What, do you have a website? Is there a website for it?
Yeah, I think it is. It's called the Northeast Trek Con.
Northeast Trek Con. And,
yeah.
Very good. So everybody, make sure you go see my good friend out there at the Northeast Trek Con. Again, Tim McCormick, it has been an honor and a privilege having you on. I love you. I miss you.
Yes.
I can't wait to sit down and break bread again sometime soon. And what do you call? Hopefully you'll be in the Long Island area sometime and come visit us at GHR.
Yes.
Yes.
I would love that. Plus, I'd just like to see what Kim looks like when I find out from you guys. fellow people hit on.
She's a cutie. She's a cutie. What do you call it? All right, brother. Thanks so much for coming on. As for everybody else, thank you. As always, for tuning into the Grindhouse Radio. What do you call it? Continue to rate, review, subscribe, as Mr. Greer says.
Yes,
that's
please.
Make
right.
sure to tune in everywhere that we are, that Zambito says every
yes.
week.
Follow us on social media.
Absolutely. And make sure, again, to check out Swifty Swine Racing Pigs and give them a like and a follow. We love them. We love the pigs. And as always, we leave you with another little ditty
from the big city.
Good night.
And my life is still I'm trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. Realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man.
Well, man,
whatever that means. And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed, and
just to get it all out what's in
my head. And I'm feeling a little peculiar. So I wake up in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath, then I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, what's going on? And I said, try. Oh my God, do I try? I try all the time in this institution. And I pray. Oh my God, do I pray? I pray every single day for revolution. Sometimes when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out what's in my head. And I ain't feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake up in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream at the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah. Life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
GHR. It's where it's at.